breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Fearing that it posed some sort of a threat, the military has used a laser to shoot down a Customs and Border Protection drone, apparently a case of mistaken identity. The FAA responded yesterday by closing more airspace near El Paso, Texas. No commercial flights affected this time around. Former President Clinton will testify today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton answered the committee's questions.
It was disappointing that they refused to hold a public hearing, so I wouldn't have to be out here characterizing it for you. You could have seen it for yourself. We had asked for that. We think it would have been better for the committee and its efforts to gather whatever information they are seeking.
She says she told lawmakers she has no information on Epstein's crimes and does not recall meeting him. Artificial intelligence pioneer Anthropic says it cannot grant the Pentagon unrestricted use of its technology.
The Pentagon had given Anthropic an ultimatum to end restrictions on the use of its technology or face losing its Defense Department contracts. It's also threatened to use emergency powers to force the company to comply. But the Anthropic CEO, Dario Amodei, said he could not, in good conscience, agree to the request. He said AI-driven mass surveillance was a serious risk to fundamental liberties. And he warned that the technology was not yet reliable enough to power fully autonomous weapons, where targeting decisions could be taken without human involvement.
The BBC's James Reed. No deal following a third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks, although Iran vows to keep on enriching uranium. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures are down about 270 points. Townhall.com.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under-allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty-free with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A little bit of fog in the area this morning. Some areas a little more than others, so be prepared for that. We've had a wreck in Annapolis eastbound Route 50 at the ramp in Parole at Route 450. According to the authorities, that ramp may be closed. We had a bad wreck overnight on Route 197 in Prince George's County. It looks to be closed just east of the area of Powder Mill Road, so be prepared for that as well for the local traffic there. There was some construction overnight on the interloop near Security Boulevard. From what we can see right now, it looks like they've cleared the roadway and traffic should be okay on the interloop coming up towards I-7. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We should see some sunshine return today with highs actually warming up back into the upper 40s and even low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and quiet, little chilly with lows falling to near freezing, but come Saturday, we are looking at highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in White Marsh, 29 at Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties in Tuesday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. The IID says the man shot by police in the 3600 block of Bel Air Road was 37-year-old Dwight Hawkins of Baltimore. The officers are identified as 6-year veteran Officer Arthur Fogg and 7-year veteran Officer Omar Rodriguez. And 8 individuals connected to a Baltimore County-based MS-13 clique now face a superseding federal indictment related to conspiracy charges. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, the members and associates of the group are accused of firearms trafficking, drug trafficking, and robbery. Two of the defendants defendants are from Owings Mills, and the others are from El Salvador and Honduras. Federal prosecutors say the alleged leader of the operation managed the gang's firearm trafficking, drug distribution, money laundering, and violence from New Jersey, even when he was serving time in a state prison there. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 454, the pick four, 5527. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Your heart shows up for you every day through the stress, laughter, long hours, and while cherishing the people you love the most. Right now, Rescue Natural Supplements invites radio listeners to start caring for your heart before something feels off. Just use the exclusive offer code OMEGA50 to buy any premium omega-3 and get one free. Omega-3s support healthy circulation, balance blood pressure, and lower triglycerides. They help fortify your health as you age while calming chronic inflammation. Everyday protection your heart deserves. And for decades, Rescue's ultra-purified, third-party tested omega-3s have been trusted by generations of satisfied people. Join them with this limited-time offer. Go to res-q.com and use the code OMEGA50 to buy one omega to get one free. Or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Your heart will thank you. Shop online today at res-q.com and use the code OMEGA50.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The rejuvenation of Orioles right fielder Tyler O'Neill continued yesterday in sunny Sarasota.
On a 3-1, that is an absolute rocket off the bat of O'Neill. And in an eye blink, it's gone. Tyler O'Neill continues to just hammer balls this spring training.
Kevin Brown with the call on MLB TV. O'Neill 3-for-3 on the day, including that first inning dinger. And the O's would go on to beat the Tigers 6-5 yesterday. A walk-off single by Jordan Sanchez in the bottom of the ninth. But O'Neill's efforts were overshadowed, though, by this play at the plate in the top half of the third.
7 games in relief for the Phillies in 22. Lee into right field. That one's pinged into the gap. O'Neill slides to cut it off. And whoops, a throw in. And that throw to the cutoff man is going to send Vierling home, where he is out. And Samuel Basayo is holding his chest as he dove into Vierling for the tap. Samuel Basayo, this is a very uncomfortable sight.
And of course, Basayo was removed from the game immediately with an abdominal injury. Manager Craig Albernaz on the injury after the game.
And to me, like, he could have stayed in the game, but that was me being the voice of reason to get him out of there and make sure everything is fine.
Is he going to be undergoing any other further testing?
I have no idea. I don't think so. Nothing I've heard, but
we'll see what today brings. Coming up in 30 minutes, team report cards are in and the Ravens have improved. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all, February 27, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up this hour, U.S. Senators show they're not serious about the SAVE Act, while Representative Nancy Mace might be causing a swamp panic. We'll tell you why. Maryland Senate files a bill to restore the City Inspector General's access to important financial documents, but our top story is Hillary is back. Yesterday, after being deposed,
by the House Oversight Committee as to what she knew, when she knew, if she knew anything about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. She was not a public hearing. She came to the microphones after her deposition and denied knowing Jeff.
Based on what I knew, and what I knew is what I said in my statement this morning. I never met Jeffrey Epstein, never had any connection or communication with him. I knew Ghislaine Maxwell casually as an acquaintance. But whatever they asked me, I did my very best to respond.
Well, photographs would indicate otherwise. There's a photograph, and we'll post it later on to the social media, but I was sent it earlier this morning. I did not have time before I get on the show to post it, but there's a picture of Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and Hillary Clinton. She is holding onto his tie. It's just the three of them. So technically, that is a connection.
Yeah.
If you're holding onto a man's tie, that is a connection. Now, whether she
would say.
She's laughing in the picture, so that's a sort of communication, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the Ghislaine Maxwell-Chelsea wedding photo. We'll get to that in just a second. But she was upset that Lauren Boebert leaked a photo of her while she was giving a deposition.
We had a bit of a challenge in the beginning because we had agreed upon rules based on the fact it was going to be a closed hearing at their demand. And one of the members violated that rule, which was very upsetting because it suggested that they might violate other of our agreements. So we had to cease the hearing for a period of time until we could get assurances that no rules would be broken going forward, and we returned to answer questions repetitively, literally over and over again. I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices. So it's on the record numerous times.
Yeah, but you did know him. You did meet him. And you connected with him and you had a communication. She's also upset she wanted a public hearing because she wants all the other names out there. She's trying to get Donald Trump on the record. That is her modus operandi.
It was disappointing that they refused to hold a public hearing, so I wouldn't have to be out here characterizing it for you. You could have seen it for yourself. We had asked for that. We think it would have been better for the committee and its efforts to gather whatever information they are seeking.
Well, and she immediately posted on her socials yesterday, quote, "I had no idea about their criminal activities. I do not recall ever encountering Mr. Epstein. I never flew on his plane or visited his island home or offices. But you did encounter his tie in a photograph that we have." So more on this coming up. She is an inveterate liar and a sociopath in my estimation. She lies. How many times can a woman lie under oath and get away with it? That's the question.
I'm not surprised, sadly.
Yeah. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with a king of all traffic in some nudist colonies in Florida, Chuck Whitaker.
Just look up BS in the dictionary, and there's her picture right there.
In a pantsuit.
With cankles.
That makes it even worse. Got to cover those cankles up, because otherwise the rest of the herd comes after her. the Beltway looks good early this morning. Some areas of fog earlier doesn't appear to be quite as it was around 4:30 or so, but for right now we're good. Right here at I-70, the buildup is just beginning on the outer loop headed down to Route 40 West. The wreck overnight was a single vehicle involved, apparently had injuries, 197 in the area at Powder Mill Road, so that's going to be just off the BW Parkway, and the report is 197 in that area is still shut down. A lot of local traffic working in that area, so plan accordingly. You'll have to go around it. Probably on 198 would be the closest way. And there was a report of an accident. We don't see the ramp. There's no camera there. But in Parole, if you're heading east on Route 50, the ramp onto 450 in Parole had an accident at the end of that ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Sunny today. Highs near 50. Overnight temps in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. We could see the big 6-0.
Wow.
Or as Maggie says, sex-o. Sunday.
Sex-o Johnson. Just in time for St. Patrick's.
Hawaii sex-o.
Sunday will be in the upper 40s. Right now, 34 in the city, 33 in Glen Burnie. Time for some one-liner news. Great value brand cottage cheese being recalled at Walmart because some dairy ingredients might not have been fully pasteurized.
That's
sure way to tell if your cottage cheese has gone bad, if it's clumpy and has a weird texture.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Isn't that every cottage cheese?
That's yummy. It sounds
gross,
but that is.
Do you know why it's called cottage cheese?
Somebody, some dude in a cottage made it?
Well, you're close. A farm. They used to call them farm cottages. That's how they would make it. All these little farm cottages, and then they would make, they introduced vinegar to separate the curds from the whey.
So
and
that's,
what, that's what makes it clumpy.
You know the joke about the woman at the hotel called down to the front desk, said she wanted to take a milk bath. And the guy said, you want to pasteurize? She said, no, just up to my chest.
I knew it was coming. Hillary Clinton testified in front of the House Oversight Committee on Thursday. Bill Clinton takes the stand today. And Friday is National Retro Day, so nothing like the flashback to the Clintons in the 90s, right?
Is that stand going to be over where we can see his legs? I'm just asking.
Behind closed doors. Pope Leo is demanding the Catholic priests stop using ChatGPT to write their sermons. He's insisting they use ChatGOD instead. Florida's Tampa International Airport has banned passengers from wearing pajamas and Crocs when boarding a plane.
It's a joke.
Recently, a man from Brooksville tried to board a plane in Tampa wearing nothing more than a robe. A TSA agent said they asked him to disrobe. He says, yeah, this one.
Oh, man.
When I got to the x-ray machine, he said, okay, what are you carrying? I said, look. They put that out just today that was a joke. They just to stir it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, they stirred it up because it's made all the headlines this morning.
People went bananas.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Today's big breakfast day, by the way. Eat a huge breakfast. By the way, remember the other day we did the fake news story about the license plate with the man? Actually, it turned out the true license plate was a P before we go in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. And they took away his license, his vanity license plate. But now the New York governor has gotten involved. She actually called the man and played sound effects while she was restoring his vanity license, which says P before we go.
Seth, this is Governor Kathy Hochul. I read about your plight in the news that the DMV took away your hilarious license plate. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm going to get it back for you. I think everybody should be reminded to pee before you go. I have kids and grandkids, and I support the effort wholeheartedly. So I think we're going to work on getting that back to you.
That sounds wonderful, Governor. Thank you so very much.
The flushing sound you heard was actually the governor playing the sound of the flushing toilet while talking to the man.
Maybe she was on the can.
Maybe she was.
Maybe she was.
Bad mental picture.
So we yesterday there was a big debate, and we talked about Lake Como in Florida, which is a naturist or nudist colony. And we then found out that Two Moons Johnson was actually asked to leave. We now know the reason why he was asked to leave the nudist colony.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. And I ain't seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants to roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way. Because I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door.
So we got to the bottom of that mystery.
Yeah, literally.
You're so much fun.
I have a couple of things here for you.
Yes, sir.
There's a broken down vehicle southbound JFX at Ruxton Road. It's off to the right side. It's in the fog, really foggy right there at the Jones Falls Valley. And then as you go up the hill on 83, there's some fog as well in the lovely Hereford zone. So watch out for that.
Thank you very much, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620. Coming up next, more as Hillary doubles down. And what was Ghislaine Maxwell doing at Chelsea's wedding? You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour. Did you see that Governor Wes Tax and Spend More has invited the women's U.S. hockey team to the governor's mansion? The guy thinks he's president already. Again, another narcissist. We've had two in a row, and actually three. I think Martin O'Malley was a narcissist. I think Lockdown Larry was a narcissist. Now we've got another narcissist. This guy thinks he's president. There isn't a single woman on the women's hockey team that is from Maryland. Didn't go to school in Maryland, not born in Maryland, not living in Maryland, not a single one. And yet he wants to invite the women's hockey team to Maryland to try to one-up Trump because they declined to go to the State of the Union the other we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the show, how the media is trying to drive a wedge between the two teams. This guy is just, he thinks he's president already. Dispatch with the election and just crown me, baby. Wow, just unbelievable. It is coming up on 6:23, 23 minutes after the hour. More from Hillary Clinton and the Epstein deposition yesterday. Hot Tip Willie takes his turn in the hole today. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. With the update once again, here's Two Moons Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome.
I don't look good naked. It's naked
anymore. Anymore. You did naked it one time, anymore. Apparently.
Naked anymore. If you're in Randallstown this morning, the traffic light may be on flash. Heads up for that at Liberty Road at Rolling Road.
Flash, I got it.
Okay. Let's just say it's not working at Liberty Road at Rolling Road. Broken down vehicle in the fog, southbound JFX, right at the ramp there at Ruxton Road. Looks like state police are on the side with it. But in the meantime, very heavy fog right there in the valley as you're coming south on the JFX from the Beltway. So far, so good. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. And don't forget to pee before you go.
That's what you get for talking about flashes.
Your friend Marty has sent in. So his said, Chuck went to the nudist colony to skinny dip. He was told by management there was nothing skinny about him.
Oh, burn.
That's nice. That's nice.
That's your friend Marty, one of our listeners.
Yeah, I know. I'll take him off my my list of friends. That'll be the end of him.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, highs near 50. Low 30s tonight. Tomorrow could be a really nice day. Sunny, high near 60 before it drops back down into the upper 40s on Sunday. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35 in Ocean City, and it is 32 in Reisterstown. We're talking about Hillary Clinton, and she several times, methink thou, protesteth too much, doubling down on denying that she knew, met, connected, communicated with Jeffrey or Ghislaine.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices. So it's on the record numerous times.
Yeah, but you did give him a tug on his tie. So that I've got the picture. I'll post it later. Then a reporter asked about shot of Ghislaine Maxwell. You actually see Chelsea's coming down the wedding, the aisle there, and in the distance, peeking out from a aisle seat, you see Ghislaine Maxwell's head. And a reporter asked her about that.
Can I ask, why was Ghislaine Maxwell invited to the daughter Chelsea Clinton's wedding in 2010? She'd already been mentioned in a civil lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre before that. Jeffrey Epstein had already been convicted before that.
She came as the plus one, the guest of someone who was invited.
Okay. Well, I would think, what, they had about 200 guests, 250 guests that they invited. You would think that they would know, especially because of security reasons and so on and so forth, every single name on that list. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that she was just a coincidental happenstance plus one. She recently said she had met Maxwell on a few occasions, attempting to distance herself from Ghislaine, and who was the procurer, actually the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein. And despite this claim, Maxwell, in her Justice Department interview last year, said she had a very central role in setting up the Clinton Global Initiative. She also said Jeffrey Epstein was involved in that effort as well. The Epstein files have detailed Maxwell's integral role in supporting the creation of the Clinton Global Initiative. She took part in budget discussions for the first CGI conference, discussed issues with Clinton aides, and worked with the publicist group, the company that produced the CGI first event. Epstein's estate manager claimed that Bill and Hillary Clinton resided at the disgraced billionaire's baby-making ranch almost every year after they left the White House. The former president was Epstein's closest celebrity mate, and the Clintons, along with daughter Chelsea, visited Zorro Ranch a whole bunch of times, a former contractor who ran the IT system at the property told the London Daily Mail in an interview. So, again, she is an inveterate liar. Maybe she asked his advice on Bleach Bit, on how she could destroy hard drives, whatever the case may be. Look, we do know Bill Clinton's already an established liar. He perjured himself. That's the reason why they impeached him, but he wasn't removed from office. She also lashed out at James Comer and the Republicans in the House Oversight Committee after her testimony. She's saying that all this leaked photo that Lauren Boebert put out, and they had agreed the rules that they wouldn't have any public hearings or leaks. But Boebert responded to the outcry of her taking the photo and referencing an event Hillary Clinton would love to forget. She said no U.S. ambassadors were harmed in the taking of today's photo. And that is a reference to U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. And he was killed in Benghazi because Hillary sent him there to put the kibosh on U.S. missiles being sent via Libya to third parties. So there you have it. You're caught up to date. The Epstein Files has claimed another escape. The president of the World Economic Forum, which organized the annual Davos summit, Borga Brenda, said he was stepping down a few weeks after the forum launched an independent investigation into his relationship with Epstein as well. And they're still trying to kind of corral Trump into this whole thing, and there's just nothing They have this fake New York Times NPR report. They're just saying some victim is accusing Trump of assaulting her. There's absolutely no truth to that, and that is fake news, 100% fake news. All right, Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling. Now's the time to get them out to your house. If you're having trouble with your heating system, or if you want to schedule your maintenance check for your AC system as we move into spring, and it's going to feel like spring tomorrow, that's for sure. But get them out today. They'll check your system. They'll make sure your filters are changed and all the switches are doing what they're supposed to do. I had a switch that was stuck last winter. And it was causing astronomical heating bills, and finally had to get it fixed, and they found the problem. So let them do the same thing for you at your home as well. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can go online, timkylecompany.com, and whether it's for your heat pump or forced air heating system or your AC. And they also do incredible electric work as well, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it. Tim Kyle Electric, heating, and now cooling as well. It's 6:30, and coming up next, Maryland Senator filing a bill to restore access to the city inspector general. Right now with news headlines, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. 19-year-old Deion Spears is charged with first-degree murder in the 2023 shooting that killed 16-year-old Deonta Dorsey and injured four other students from Edmondson Westside High School. Spears is being retried after a jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict in October 2024 and the judge declared a mistrial. A civilian and a firefighter are recovering from the injuries they suffered during a three-alarm fire in East Baltimore. Firefighters were called to North Rose Street in the South Clifton Park neighborhood late Thursday morning after a fire broke out at an auto body shop. An employee suffered life-threatening injuries and was taken to Johns Hopkins Bayview. A firefighter was injured after falling through the floor of a building behind the auto shop. The Maryland judiciary is warning the public about a new text scam that appears to reference the Maryland District Court in Baltimore City. The message claims to be a Maryland court summons telling the recipient their payment for a toll violation has not been received. The message includes a fictitious QR code, date, time, and court location, and says failing to act will result in a bench warrant, additional fines, and court action. State officials say the texts are a scam. And WBFF reports that when a college professor returned from a winter vacation in early January, he expected to unlock his townhome in southwest Baltimore's Pigtown neighborhood and resume his weekly teaching routine. His key didn't work, and moments later, standing outside his own home, the professor watched strangers unload belongings in his garage and show police what he says was a fake lease. The case highlights a growing legal gray area in Maryland. When someone presents a lease, even one a homeowner insists is fraudulent, police typically treat the situation as a civil landlord-tenant dispute rather than criminal trespass or fraud. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the broken down vehicle that was right here at the JFX at Ruxton Road, sitting there with the state police, and in the fog has lifted a little bit, and the vehicle is gone, just left in the last 2 minutes and underway southbound towards the city-county line. But there's some fog in the area now along 83 here at the JFX. The upper end of 83 also had some fog in that area. Traffic light with a problem may be on flash at Liberty Road, at Rolling Road. If you're out in Randallstown, heads up for that. 197 in Prince George's County, apparently still closed. There was a wreck overnight at 197 near Powder Mill Road, and it looks like that detour might still be underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We should see some sunshine return today with highs actually warming up back into the upper 40s and even low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and quiet, little chilly with lows falling to near freezing, but come Saturday, we are looking at highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles and their fans received a scare yesterday in their spring game against the Tigers, the extent of which will become clearer today.
7 games in relief for the Phillies at 22. Lee into right field. That one's pinged into the gap. Neal slides to cut it off. And whoops, a throw in. And that throw to the cutoff man's going to send Vierling home where he is out. And Samuel Basayo is holding his chest as he dove into Vierling for the tag. Samuel Basayo, this is a very uncomfortable sight.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Basayo immediately removed from the game. An eventual 6-5 win for Baltimore. Craig Albernaz, the manager, downplayed the severity of the situation in the postgame when he was asked.
Is he going to be undergoing any other further testing?
I have no idea. I don't think so. Nothing I've heard, but like I said, that was on me. Completely precautionary just to get him out of the game. It's February 26th.
Dean Kramer got the start for Baltimore. Lasted 2 2/3. Cuffed around a bit. 5 hits, 2 earned. Albernaz was asked after the game about his performance.
How did you rate Kramer's outing today?
Right where he needs to be. You know, he's getting built up. It's like I said, like in February 26th. He got his innings in. He felt good coming out, and that's all you can ask for.
Kramer will leave this weekend for the World Baseball Classic. Big bats for the Birds yesterday included the bodybuilder Tyler O'Neill again. 3 for 3 with a home run laser to left. 7 for 9 on the spring. A double homer and 2 bases on balls. Kobe Mayo also continuing a hot spring. 2 for 2 with 2 driven in. Jeremiah Jackson 2 for 3 in an RBI as the new-look Orioles infield, at least for now, takes shape. Day 1 of the NFL Player Combine in Indianapolis complete. Ravens are there assessing the prospects and their needs in preparation for the April NFL Draft. Meanwhile, football analyst Charles Davis joined the Ravens podcast, called the lounge, and when asked where he thought the main area of need for the Ravens was, he squarely dropped this nugget.
Edge guys, defensive linemen, you know, keep fortifying because everything I keep hearing about, unfortunately, Justin Matabike and the injury might not be positive news.
Matabike's loss, of course, had a severe impact on the Ravens' defense a year ago. There's no guarantee Matabike will play again this year, or ever, for that matter. GM Eric DaCosta was asked if Matabike's status will affect his draft.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me very much. I think if we have the chance to draft a great defensive tackle, of course we will. One of the most important positions in football. Salary cap-wise, it doesn't have any major impact on us at this.
NHL action last night. Bruins skate past the Blue Jackets 4-2 in Boston. Pick up 2 points on the Caps, who are back to 4 points out in the Eastern Conference. Caps back home tonight in D.C. They'll host the Golden Knights at 7 p.m. Time now, 6:37. When we return, the grades are in and the Ravens pass.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
All right, so the NFLPA releases their annual report cards on their teams, right? How they're doing, you know, the training staff, the nutrition, the locker room, you know, everything, etc. So for the third consecutive year, one of the worst teams in the league is number one.
What?
Yes. Guess who it is?
The Jets?
No. Well, okay, well, that would be something else. The Miami Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
Are for the third straight year the number one team ranked overall in terms of all the things that the players do. Second, the Minnesota Vikings. And third are your Washington Redskins,
wow,
by the way.
Okay.
So great conditions, not great teams. None of them are. But the conditions are great. The Ravens
were good the year before. Last year was an abomination.
That's true. The Ravens ranked 12th.
Okay.
The Steelers are last.
I would think the Ravens would be higher than that.
Well, they're not.
Because they have good training facilities. They have good trainers.
Well, so here are some of the grades. Treatment of families. The Ravens went from C-plus to a B-plus.
How much did Justin Tucker bring them down?
I don't know, but he was very hands-on, let me just say.
Yes, he was.
The training room, which was overhauled, went from B-minus to an A.
Okay.
The training staff nudged up from a B minus to a B. The nutritionist went from a B to an A minus.
All right, so where'd they fall down? They finished 12th.
Well, they're pretty much average, though, and other stuff. But here's the thing. The owner went from an A to an A plus.
The owner did.
The owner.
Bisciotti goes from an A to an A plus?
Yes. I don't know why or how. Right.
Okay.
But anyway, he gets an A plus.
All right.
Well, what would you give Nick?
Nick Mangione?
Yeah.
Oh, he would get a plus, plus, plus.
Of course he
would.
Absolutely.
There's not even a question. Why would you even ask that question?
Yeah, I don't even know, actually. I'm dumb. Anyway, the owner gets an A plus. The Steelers are last. The Browns are 30th.
The Steelers are last.
Are last.
The
vaunted
Rooneys.
Ever. Yes.
Wow. Couldn't happen to a better organization.
Yeah, they're too liberal over there. I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
Just letting it go. Letting it go. Do whatever you want.
All right,
go
now we're bringing politics into it. Okay,
sorry.
Very good. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 3 weeks after City Hall shut down Baltimore Inspector General's access to financial records, a new bill in Annapolis aiming to restore that access, prevent future interruptions. On Thursday, State Senator J.B. Jennings filed a measure which would provide inspectors general access to city records. And City Councilman Mark Conway, who, by the way, is running against Kwesi Mfume for his seat in CD7, says that there's got to be oversight.
No one in city government, no matter how popular or effective, should operate without oversight. The city council has a duty to check the executive branch. The inspector general does, too.
Now, I don't mean to cast aspersions on Councilman Conway, who was on with Kim last week and debated her, or tried to. But I would say this, that all of a sudden, he's concerned about the oversight in his election year. Where was he before now? Okay? Just ask him. But Jennings says there's too much waste, fraud, and abuse in the system that we need to have this kind of access.
There's some waste, fraud, and abuse out there. IGs need to be doing their job. And last thing we need to do is put a hindrance up there.
And so he's introduced a bill that would remove this hurdle or this block and open things up a little bit. And Conway says the Baltimore residents, city residents, deserve the truth.
Baltimore residents deserve confidence that someone independent can look into the books and make sure that public dollars are being handled responsibly. That's what this is about.
Now, under the bill, inspector generals would have uninterrupted access to government records unless the records are privileged and confidential. If reviewing them would violate state or federal law, or if reviewing the records would violate the rules of Maryland Supreme Court or any other court order. It kind of makes sense. It is. But, yeah, it's common sense, but so much common sense is lacking here in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. There should be a statewide inspector general for the state of Maryland, and each jurisdiction, the city should have it, and does with Isabel Cumming. That was voted in by the voters, and now they're trying to play fast and loose with the truth. Baltimore County, there should be an inspector general with subpoena power, and being able to look at the school system. By the way, the school superintendent of Baltimore County now is stepping down all of a sudden. So we'll get into that a little bit later on the program. But so you have to ask this question repeatedly. Why would, and of course, this is a Democrat-dominated city, Democrat-now-dominated county in Baltimore County. Anne Arundel County is turning into that. I think the only one that isn't Democrat-dominated in the Baltimore metro is Harford County. Every other county seems to be pretty much going the way of the Democrat. And the state, obviously, is one-party dominance and rule. So, again, this, I believe, Maryland, once you start peeling back the layers, we used to think Louisiana was the most corrupt state. We now know Minnesota's right up there, California's there, Maine, Massachusetts. Most of these are Democrat. We heard Zakaria say the other day that these are blue-run cities, blue-run states that are basically filled with fraud. And I think that, you know, this is the reason why they fight inspectors general. I don't know how it got on the city charter for the city residents to vote. Once you get something on the ballot, I'd like to go back and see what the success rate is. Because once it goes on the ballot, the way the ballot question is worded, I'm guessing that 90 to 95% of those things pass. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Lugnuts Johnson with the update.
There's still some fog up in the valleys, JFX, around Windy Valley and through that area at Ruxton Road. And then looking at the camera here at Belfast Road and 83. It's lifting a little bit, so it's not so much ground level, but it's still there. So some of the areas kind of north and east of the Beltway, out around Lock Raven and through those areas, some fog will be a factor. Traffic light was malfunctioning. Randallstown heads up for that. Liberty Road at Rolling Road, there's a new minor wreck in the city near the Orleans Street Viaduct at Orleans Street at Enzer Street. That's on the east end of the viaduct as you're coming into downtown. Both the tunnels, Friday morning, usually not bad. So far, we're in good shape. We're definitely under a five-minute delay on 95 and 895 South Bell. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today and highs near 50, low 30s tonight, sunny near 60 tomorrow. And then cooling down Sunday in the upper 40s. It's 31 right now in Columbia, 32 in Owings Mills. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey, I just saw a pig man. A pig man! Talking about a pig man! I walked into the wrong room and there he was!
A pig man!
A pig man! Half pig, half man!
A pig man.
The pig man.
A classic Seinfeld. So we told you about the Big Arch at McDonald's. Now the Burger King is remaking its Whopper. It's time for a Burger Smackdown.
Live from the Cholesterol Coliseum, it's the Battle of the Bloated Behemoths. In the red corner, the flame-broiled veteran. He's got a new box, a new toasty bun, and he's steroid-jacked with extra smoky flavor. The flame-broiled phenom, the Whopper. And in the yellow corner, the new challenger heavyweight. 14 ounces of beef, 3 layers of cheese. It's the golden boy known as the Archburger. It's gristle versus griddle. It's size versus sizzle for the ultimate bite-down showdown. Who will be crowned the emperor of indigestion? Bring your defibrillator.
Apparently, Burger King said their customers, consumers, wanted a change. So they did change the bun. They put it in a different box. And more premium mayonnaise is going to be used now.
I love the Whopper.
I wouldn't change it,
but hey.
You know, all the fast food stuff is fine. I don't eat much fast food at all anymore. I like the we talked about this before, the burgers at Alonzo's used to be off the wall. They were just incredible. What's your biggest burger, Maggie? Do you have one?
The Whopper, just the way
just
it
the
is.
Just the Whopper? Okay, so.
Well, hey, I'll accept some change if they want, but I, yeah.
Do you like the Big Mac?
I'm okay with it, but I prefer the Whopper over
and the
Big
Arch you've not had yet.
No, I have not. Right.
And you don't remember the Powerhouse or the Geno Giant?
Oh, yeah. I remember the Geno Giant and the Powerhouse. My sister would make me eat the Powerhouse sandwiches.
Or the Mighty Moe at Hot Shops.
The Mighty Moe.
What was the one at Hardee's called? That was the Hardee's Husky, right?
Got me.
I think it was called...
I don't remember. I know Hardee's real well, but I don't remember their big burger.
I think it was the Hardee Husky.
It was the Hardee Har-Har.
Yay. By the way, Dr. Pepper's trending now, but the other latest thing now is protein.
Protein.
They're putting
snacks? Protein
in everything now.
But what is this protein? That's what scares me a little.
Yeah, protein-packed Doritos will hit the shelves soon. Mm-hmm. 10 grams of protein.
But what is the protein? That's the only thing that scares me a little.
Yeah, they must get it from, it's everywhere right now. So you can get it from anything. You can get it from eggs. You can get it from peanut butter. You can get it from meats. You can.
Right. I just want to know how they're putting it into the snack or what.
New cup of noodles protein is arriving in stores. So 16 grams of protein. That's twice the usual.
Sodium.
Yeah, that's really, really salty.
It's enough to pucker your face.
Yeah, yes, it is. Dairy Queen is rolling out its new Swicy. That's a sweet and spicy menu. They have the flamethrower chicken strip basket.
Oh!
Four white meat crispy seasoned chicken strips coated in a blend of spicy peppers and smoky seasoning inspired by the chain's flamethrower sauce. Gotta get me some of that.
The spicy
chicken strip sandwich, the new pineapple lemonade DQ cooler, and they've got some other kind of cooler as well. And finally, you know, we talk about the dying of the Jewish delis. There's only a few Jewish delis left in the area.
Sadly.
Edmonds, you know, you got Essenroom up here in Pikesville. You have Lenny's up the street, which is no longer owned by Jewish individuals, I understand. But get this. A vacant restaurant space in Midtown Belvedere is now going to become a new Jewish-style deli.
Very good.
Yeah, this is a place that used to be called the Chihuahua Brothers. And now it's going to be called, let's see, it's Little T's, New York Deli, 58 West Biddle Street. And it is going to feature all the goodies. Matzo ball.
Yeah.
Soup. Overstuffed sandwiches, pastrami, corned beef, garlic-infused beef, salami, seeded rice. You got to get the pickles. The pickles got to be there in there, too.
What did you say? Biddle Street, downtown.
Yeah, 58 West Biddle Street, Belvedere Square.
What's the number?
58.
Okay, so that's just west of Charles Street.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's at the corner of Cathedral Street, right next to Meyerhoff. Gotcha. Lyric and the rest of that.
That's a good spot.
That's a great spot. So if you were going to the show, you want to have a good Jewish deli. I wonder if it's open now. I think it's in the process of opening.
Take one of the sandwiches into Lyric with you.
Scheduled to open this summer. There you go. Scheduled to open this summer.
Eat a sandwich while the show's
on. Stick it in your pocketbook.
Get an overstuffed pastrami and take it into the show with you.
That's why women carry pocketbooks.
And a pickle.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Folks weighing in. Jim in the Outer Banks says, if anything, Bover was just following the practices and rules set up by Adam Schiff. Yeah, you know, the leaker. Yeah, he was one of the proverbial leakers, serial leaker. Pa says, Hillary will make the excuse she thought Epstein was a bleach bit salesman. There we go. The Marxist media will accept it. Next up is Hot Tub Willie. And so those are the folks weighing in on the Hillary Clinton. Look, one thing is for sure, that Bill and Hillary Clinton will never see the inside of a jail cell for anything that they do. They are protected by the deep state. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. You know, Vinny Steele has got an incredible database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And if you're in the market now to sell your home, now's a good time to reach out to Vinny or one of his agents and make an appointment. They'll come out and take a look at your home, discuss all the particulars, and eventually the big one is, you know, what you want for the home, asking price, and when you need to sell it by. What's the time frame? And once you both agree on that and you sign the contract, your home is sold. That is a guarantee that, to my knowledge, only Vinny makes. And Vinny makes it because of this database of nearly 13,000. And also, he will, if the home doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, boom, then Vinny swoops in and buys it and pays you in cash. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online, vinnysteele.com.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money is back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Right. 6:52, coming up at the top of the hour here this morning, Baltimore school superintendent Baltimore County school superintendent going to step down. Also, the deep state is alive and well during these Trump years, and they're going after, or did go after, Cash Patel, Susie Wiles, Kristi Noem with a bombshell revelation that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then the media continues to try to drive a wedge between men's and women's hockey team, and we'll tell you the latest their latest antics. It's just I don't know what happened to the sports reporting world, but it is gone completely bonkers, as far as I'm concerned. It is coming up on 6:53, and once again, you get a chance to get caught up to date on Friday morning rush hour with the one and only king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like so far so good for the traffic through Annapolis. So we had the wreck earlier, and that ramp is now clear from 50 eastbound in Parole at 450, and so far no problems at the Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound to eastbound, and even the merge right at I-97 and Route 32. The lanes are open. We picked up a few brake lights now on the Outer Loop west side, right around Security Boulevard, I-70 down through Route 40, and then improving down the hill as you're moving south
towards Frederick Road. JFX had a little bit of fog in the upper end there around Ruxton Road. Not a big deal after that. We're clear, and we're still under 5 minutes, and that's always good at both the Harvard Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, highs near 50. Overnight low down into the low 30s. And then tomorrow looks to be a gorgeous day. Sunshine with highs near 60. It's 33 in Annapolis, 31 in Ellicott City. Well, there's the Epstein files, there's the X-Files, and then there are the congressional files, which you probably haven't heard much of. And Nancy Mace, I think it started to set the world ablaze with a little swamp panic. The corrupt Washington swamp is now in full panic mode. Congresswoman Mace has just dropped a legislative mother of all bombs on the Capitol, moving to force a vote that could expose the darkest, dirtiest secrets of Washington elite. Now, you know that Nancy Mace is a survivor of sexual assault herself. She dropped House Resolution 1072 on Tuesday, demanding the House Ethics Committee preserve and publicly release all reports, drafts, conclusions, and materials from investigations into sexual harassment or improper relationships between congressional members and staff, with the victim information redacted.
Good morning, everyone. Just watching this whole Tony Gonzalez thing play out, Corey Mills thing play out, the Ilhan Omar thing play out, the Stacey Plaskett thing play out, all the things. The reason that no one is ever held accountable here in Congress for their transgressions is because both sides protect the other. They want power over the people. And so nothing happens. You can sexually harass your employees on the Hill, and there is literally no accountability, no responsibility, no transparency. This stuff goes on all the time. In fact, I filed a resolution last night that would expose sexual harassment by members of Congress here on Earth. The only question is, do I file it as a privileged motion to expose all of it and all of them? Sometimes that's the only way things get done.
Yeah, you might have heard trouble hearing her. She said the only question remains is whether or not she's going to follow it as a privileged motion, which means that the House leadership would be forced to schedule a vote within 2 legislative days. And that means every slimy member will have to go on record to expose the truth or to cover it up. The House could pass it, table it, or bury it in committee, but there will be great drama, guaranteed. I think she should file it as a privilege motion. I mean, stop making these idle threats and follow through on them. People do that just to get something that they want, but I think she, of course, is a victim of sexual assault herself, and so I think she is justified. Anybody's really justified, but I think she's really justified. Speaking of the slimy members, one of those is Tom Tillis, who is one of those four rhinos in Congress that is against the SAVE Act. And they refuse to schedule a vote. Well, yesterday we said Thune said he would force a vote, but he quashes any talking filibuster move to pass the SAVE Act, thanks to four Republicans in the Senate. And those four is Tom Tillis. The other is Senator John Curtis of Utah. And let's not forget Mitch McConnell and Lisa Murkowski of Kentucky and Alaska. Those are the four that are dragging their feet on the SAVE Act. And Tom Tillis, he's really busy. How busy is Tom Tillis? Well, Tom Tillis held a doggy grand parade yesterday in the Senate. As the SAVE America Act stalls, Tillis thought it, would be. Look, they can hold any parades they want, but get the business of the people done first, and then in your off hours, you can hold doggy parades if you want through the United States Senate. These people aren't serious. They're not serious legislators. And all they are there to do is to try to bide their time and wait Trump out. Many of these rhino legislators basically just wait till Trump's gone, and then we'll finally be rid of him. So that's what's going on. And Thune, he's another one of these rhinos. I know Trump has to, because he is the majority leader, he is going to have to play a ball with him. But the fact of the matter is, Thune is already putting his heavy hand on the scale. Ken Paxton is a candidate for U.S. Senate against John Cornyn. Well, Cornyn is Thune's rhino buddy down in Texas. And so he's making all these comments about Paxton will, you know, obviously be a drag on the ticket down ballot in Texas and cost Texas dearly. So instead of supporting all Republican candidates, this is typical, whether it's here in Maryland or whether it's in Texas or anywhere in the country, when you have rhinos in charge, especially in the Senate, we see this kind of behavior. And it should not be tolerated. That's the point. Ken Paxton has done a great job, first as Attorney General in Texas, and now he's running for a U.S. Senate, along with Wesley Hunt, who I think also would be a great U.S. Senator in Texas. You got to get Cornyn out of there. Cornyn is a deep state rhino. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Check it out for the annual video highlight. An audio highlight as well. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman each and every day. All right, coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, the Baltimore County School Superintendent, Dr. Miriam Rogers, is stepping down. We'll tell you why. They have our MAGA update for you, including the latest ad that the GOP has to embarrass the Democrats going into the midterms. The deep state is alive and well. We'll hear what Kristi Noem had found on her phone. It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
Is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Clinton answers questions today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton told lawmakers that when it comes to Epstein, she knows nothing.
During a closed-door deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee, Hillary Clinton said she had no idea about Epstein's criminal activities. In her opening statement that she shared on social media, the former First Lady said she did not recall ever encountering Epstein, although Bill Clinton had flown with Epstein for charity trips. Her deposition kicked off 2 days of testimony that will also include the former president. Greg Clogston, Washington.
In this week's State of the Union address, President Trump reiterated his goal to make home ownership more affordable so that, as he puts it, more Americans can live out the American dream with a place called their own. Detroit-based Rocket Mortgage recently acquired the Mr. Cooper Group, making it the nation's largest mortgage servicer and positioning it to, in the company's words, help President Trump's vision for home ownership become a reality. Rocket Mortgage just announced it will be partnering with residential brokerage Compass, bringing together two major real estate companies to make home buying more affordable and accessible for Americans. An AI pioneer stands to lose a lucrative government contract.
Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave the maker of the AI chatbot Claude an ultimatum: open its artificial intelligence technology for unrestricted military use by Friday, or risk losing its government contract.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Anthropic CEO says his company cannot agree to the Pentagon's demands. More U.S.-Iran nuclear talks expected next week. As of now, no deal. President Trump pays a visit to Corpus Christi, Texas today, focusing on the economy ahead of the Texas primary. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 306. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So far, so good this morning. Both the tunnels still under a five-minute delay, both on 95 and 895 South. Perfect right now. The outer loop at Hartford Road is moving right along. There is a little bit of slowing here on the west side outer loop as you're traveling south of I-70 and then crossing at Route 40 and then getting down the hill towards Frederick Road. The lanes are open. We're going to have a little sunshine problem some of the areas in about 45 minutes or so. If you're traveling south and east, want to have your sunglasses ready for that. JFX is still clear. We made a quick swing through Annapolis. A little fog at the Bay Bridge, a little fog at the Severn River Bridge, and some fog and the heavier traffic, I-97 southbound now at the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We should see some sunshine return today with highs actually warming up back into the upper 40s and even low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and quiet, little chilly with lows falling to near freezing. But come Saturday, we are looking at highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 29 degrees in Bel Air and 32 in Owings Mills. Here are the latest headlines. Lines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Nottingham Patch reports that a number of daytime thefts at multiple convenience stores led to the arrest of six individuals, including five juveniles in the Overly area on Monday afternoon. The incident began on February 23rd when Northeast District Patrol officers with the Baltimore Police Department were called to the 6600 block of Bel Air Road. Reports indicated that a group of young people was systematically looting businesses, taking large quantities of merchandise as well. And SHA will be replacing a bridge joint on the westbound 70 bridge over the Patapsco River at the Baltimore-Howard County line starting 9 p.m. Sunday, March 1st. They'll be closing two right lanes until 5 a.m. Monday, and this will happen each evening and be complete by Friday morning, March 6th, weather permitting. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 454. The pick four, 5527. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinalt Sports coming up next.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Notwithstanding the injury to Sam Bisaio yesterday, which doesn't appear to be serious, the O's brought more lumber to the park, not the least of which belonged to Tyler O'Neill.
On a 3-1, that is an absolute rocket off the bat of O'Neill. And in an eye blink, it's gone. Tyler O'Neill continues to just hammer balls this spring training.
He does indeed. Kevin Brown had the call on MLB TV. O'Neill 3-for-3 on the day, including that first inning dinger. And the O's would go on to beat the Tigers 6-5 yesterday on a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. O'Neill is 7-for-9 in the early going. Manager Craig Albernaz was asked about the potential pop the Birds have, especially from the right side of the plate this season.
Yeah, I think our potential's there for sure. To me, it's just the at-bat quality is where it really stands out. You know, these guys are forcing the pitchers to be in the strike zone. They're not chasing, and to me, that's a testament to them, to who they are and the work they're putting in. You know.
And O'Neill now will leave the Orioles spring training for the WBC. And in WBC news, the U.S. has denied 8 members of Cuba's delegation visas to the U.S. for the Classic. No players were denied, just team officials. Venezuela also under travel restrictions. NBA news, Hornets rookie Con Canupo reached yet another milestone in a remarkable rookie season for the number 4 pick out of Duke. The Hornets swingman with his 207th three-pointer last night, breaking the rookie record set by Keegan Murray. It took Canupo 59 games to do it this year. It took Murray 80 games to do it. Coming up in 30 minutes, the FCC getting involved and hopefully putting an end to streaming. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros?
being Maryland's oldest and best. They're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And all you got to do is give us a call right now. Lines are open and available if you'd like to discuss anything we have shared upon here this morning. Our top stories coming up in this hour. The media continues to try to drive a wedge between the men's and women's ice hockey team, the Olympic ice hockey team. The deep state is alive and well during the Trump years, and as we have some examples to share with you, we know it's going to take a long time to root out all of the bad actors and players. But the top story here in this hour, the Baltimore school superintendent, Dr. Miriam Rogers, is going to retire from the system on July 1st of this year. That's 1 year before her contract ends. And ironically, the timing is that with 120 days before her retirement, she won't have to pay a penalty. So inside of the 120 days, you'd have to pay a penalty on that contract. But it seems like this was timed to make sure that no money would have to come out of her pocket. She's head of the third largest school district in Maryland. Her salary, $338,000 a year. And the question is, do you think she's worth it? Do you think she's done a good job? She writes, when I was appointed as superintendent 3 years ago, the charge was clear. Reverse the trajectory of academic decline in Baltimore County Public Schools. Together, we've made meaningful progress in a short time. I'm proud of what we've accomplished on behalf of our 108,000 students. Recently, when asked by the State Board of Elections what has driven our gains across multiple measures of student performance, my answer was simple: the relentless focused efforts of Team BCPS. She said that she reduced chronic absenteeism. That's the most important thing in the district that she accomplished under her tenure. She said we have the highest rate of improvement in the state when it comes to that. As a result, we've almost 10,000 students that come to school regularly now that did not. And that's a good thing, and I'll give her credit for that. Also, the number of five-star rated schools, Baltimore County Public Schools, led the state for a second year in a row. That's a good thing. But it's sort of a mixed bag for Dr. Rogers, because remember, she violated her contract by not living in Baltimore County. Within 1 year of starting the job, got off to a rough start. And then she had a county employee, a school district employee, pick her up and drive her from her house before and after work. Didn't realize that was one of the perks of the job. But, you know, this is what people do in the state of Maryland, get away with as much as they can. The things, and I would have to defer to Chris Papps because he's been covering this under Project Baltimore. We'll reach out to Chris and get his reaction, maybe. But you remember that in the grad rates, he recently did a piece that the graduation rate in Baltimore County is at all-time low, 14-year low. So they may be coming to school. Maybe that's a good thing. At least they're in school. The problem is, are they getting the necessary education and the fundamentals in order to graduate? And the statistics would indicate that's not the case. 84.3% graduation rate is an all-time low for Baltimore County schools. The dropout rates are still at a all-time high, and that doesn't count as chronic absenteeism, because once you've DO'd, you're not counted as being absent. You DO, you're gone. They don't take the role anymore. And then there's the academic performance, and we'll have to get those numbers for you in just a second. But your thoughts on whether Dr. Miriam Rogers has changed Baltimore County schools for the better or for the worse. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The search for her successor has already begun. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
At top side of the Beltway, looking here at Providence Road, Delaney Valley Road over towards 83, that fog is right in that area. It's kind of extending down from Loch Raven and the watershed area there. And it's putting out some fog, and the fog was actually responding with the heavy traffic and all of that together. And now we were a little bit slow. Timonium Road down to the Beltway. The Beltway right here at Providence Road has some fog there. And then over towards Delaney Valley Road, some fog, and now even some bright sunshine starting to burn that off. So the traffic on the inner loop from 83 to York Road over through Delaney Valley Road now, the sun is right on the windshield through that area. Still nothing major, good to go on the JFX. A little fog up around Ruxton Road. South of there, we're clear, and we've been making good progress this morning. And really no problems at all southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority, you're going to love this forecast. Sunny today, near 50 for the high, down low 30s tonight. Sunshine tomorrow could be near 60. And then we cool down on Sunday, upper 40s, maybe a wintry mix on Monday. It's Maryland. What do you expect, right? Right now, 33 and partly cloudy in Millersville, 34 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, coming up a little bit later on in this program, there has been another threat to the president's life. Secret Service has investigated and stopped it, but we'll share that with you. But the State of the Union is still reverberating, including the president calling the Democrats out for not standing for a number of great Americans. You don't have to be liberal or conservative to want to stand for World War II veterans, for children that have been crippled by illegal aliens, for heroes that saved 165 people in the floods of Texas, or a Medal of Honor winner, or those that are receiving Purple Hearts. That's something that should be, and the men's hockey team. It should be something that all Americans celebrate, no matter what your political stripe. But here's the ad that GOP is now running. I think you're going to see a lot of this, hear a lot of this before the midterms.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Shows a bunch of Democrats sitting on their hands, falling asleep.
These people are crazy.
These people are crazy. Yeah, they certainly are. Iran is offering commercial bonanza to U.S. companies if President Trump would cut a nuclear deal and not attack them. They're offering massive investment opportunities in oil, gas, mining, and critical minerals. They've now scheduled a another set of talks for next week. I believe this was going to be the last session, but the priority is diplomacy. President does not want to go to war. The president does not want to start foreign wars, nor does he want to attack Iran. But one thing is for sure, Iran will not be allowed to get a nuclear weapon with their agenda. So, if they come out and say, that's it, we surrender all ideas or have any, we won't pursue a nuclear weapon, and we can verify that, then we probably will avoid any kind of military strike. Mortgage rates fell below 6% for the first time since 2022. President Trump's economy is working, and the Trump savings plan for working Americans is a smash hit with swing and independent voters. The president also will award the Medal of Honor to three U.S. Army soldiers, Master Sergeant Roderick Edmonds, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Michael Aulis. That will be a posthumous award, as will Command Sergeant Major Terry Richardson, he is now a two posthumous awards. I say one retired award there. That'll be coming up either today or first thing Monday. Vice President Vance was out on the stump post State of the Union, and he said the Democrats' behavior at the State of the Union was indeed crazy.
Do we want to give power back to the people who opened our border, who raised your taxes, who won't even cheer for a six-year-old girl who was wounded because of their bad policies.
Yeah. And he went on to say that the Democrats, with all this negative economic news, they're the ones who caused it, and the Trump-Vance administration inherited it.
Our attitude is, you know what? When you talk about affordability, you're exactly right. You caused an affordability problem, congressional Democrats, and we are here to fix it.
And Vance also went out to call out Crazy Nancy for seething. She was chomping on the old dentures after Trump called her out for insider trading.
Again, you're sitting there, and then the president gets to the point where he says, you know what? We're going to stop congressmen and congresswomen from getting rich off of insider trading, from violating the public trust that you have put in them and get rich off of insider trading. Of course, a lot of people stand up and cheer. Most of the Democrats don't. You know who was not standing up and cheering? Nancy Pelosi. I have never seen a person more angry in my life than Nancy Pelosi when the President of the United States is calling out insider trading. Ladies and gentlemen, my hope for all of you, of course, is that we can make you richer and more prosperous and safer in your communities. But my hope for all of you is that you find somebody who loves you as much as Nancy Pelosi loves insider trading, because then you will have a very good life indeed.
And every once in a while, you can find a few Democrats saying nice things about President Trump. One of those is Senator John Fetterman, who has said nice things about him. Doesn't agree with him on a lot of things, but he's not going into typical attack mode like the progressive Marxist AOC, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem the Scheme. Another Democrat who's thanking President Trump, surprisingly, is Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in her State of the State address yesterday.
Michigan is open for business. New factories making batteries, cars, chips are opening in Marshall, Lake Orion, Holland, Bay City, Calumet, Hemlock, Ann Arbor, and Delta Township. A new fighter mission is coming to Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County. Probably not on the bingo card, but I want to thank President Trump for his work on this.
How about that big Gretch, as she calls herself, thanking President Trump? Maybe she and Fetterman are going to try to get together and mount a campaign of more moderate Democrats. Judges requested a request to block Trump's White House from building its $400 million ballroom project. President celebrating that yesterday. And that's the way it was, 404 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, and you're listening to Casey and Company, and our good friends Mayor and Mayor that run Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills. I got to tell you, if you're in the market for a single appliance or if you're looking to upgrade your kitchen, they're the ones you want to go to. And I understand a lot of people want to shop. They want to go to the box stores or they want to shop at some other shop. Get your model, get your price, and then head over to Town Appliance. They have five-star service, competitive price matching, but the fact is they want you as a customer for life. And when you walk in, you'll be treated just like that. You don't have to wander around the store looking for somebody to help you like you do at some of these other big box stores. Their customer service is second to none. And boy, they got over 70 different brands on display at Town Appliance, all set up in kitchen displays and so on and so forth. You can see everything. They've got outdoor grills. They've got kitchen displays. They've got everything that you could want in appliances at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees.
Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Tractor trailer involved in a wreck northbound I-95, coming up from 198 to the rest area before you get up in the area of the Route 216. Apparently on the shoulder, but they're looking at it, and we're getting some brake lights now as you're coming north of 198. So it's going to be more stop and go from 198 northbound up towards 216 southbound. I just looked at the camera. Always like to see if there's any impact on the opposite side. Southbound is slowing at Route 32. So apparently they can see it. And with the state police there and a tractor trailer involved, it's a visual delay for the traffic southbound. So actually both sides right now coming up from 198, coming south of Route 32, you'll have delays on I-95. If you're in Woodlawn, there's a new minor wreck at Woodlawn Drive at Dogwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine abounds today. Highs near 50. Right now, 33 in Pasadena, 34 in Stevensville. So you just heard the ad we just played that what President Trump said at the State of the Union address Tuesday. These Democrats are, these people are crazy. They are crazy. A couple of cases in point, and I want to share those with you here this morning. This is a professor. And he is testifying before a school board or a city council. I can't remember which. I'll clarify that in just a second. This was Tuesday night. Warren City Council in Michigan. A retired professor, Wesley Arnold. Here is his testimony.
I have ordered a high-power ATL 36X arriving shortly. Which I hope to actually use to shoot the President of the United States. I'm not kidding. This is a
Mr. Arnold,
a very high, powerful item, and it's great for a headshot at a distance. And I didn't want it to be delivered by drone because I wouldn't want something like that to be in the wrong hands. That's it. Thank you.
So this is a Democrat, a retired professor. Why they didn't cut his microphone at that point is beyond me. The dopes on the Warren City Council, the council president, Angelo Rogensus, said he came up after the meeting to clarify he was referring to a camera lens. I think Mr. Arnold was trying to be a bit cheeky and clever in his rhetoric. So, yeah, we looked it up. There is an ATL 36X is a camera lens. That is what he referenced. But the fact that he said he wanted to shoot the president with a headshot. The Secret Service did visit the guy, and they did remove a gun from his home. So, again, that's just you. Maybe they ought to make life really, really rough for idiots like this. But they are crazy. The Democrats have completely gone mad. Here's another one. This is Congresswoman Maxine Dexter. You'll hear and then we'll discuss.
Please ask for the science-based regimens, not whatever RFK Jr. is getting kickbacks on, or you know, whatever whole milk, white supremacy dog whistling that's happening right now. I'm getting a little too political, but...
White milk is comparable to white supremacy in the eyes of this crazed Democrat. I mean, they're actually saying this stuff in public. Now, if they're saying crazy stuff like this in public, imagine what they're saying in private. Just imagine. Then you see what's going on in California. In California, the cancer of anti-Semitism is spreading like wildfire. Jewish parents are now suing the entire California education system because Jewish students are being segregated in California. First of its kind complaint over the anti-Semitic propaganda and harassment, and the chance of F the Jews on college campuses at UCLA. The Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against them for anti-Semitic workplace conditions. And in San Francisco, Radical Palestinians and Muslims were in the streets chanting, "Tax the Jews." What's next? Gas the Jews? Is that going to be tolerated in California, in San Francisco, etc.? I don't understand why you Democrats, especially you Jewish Democrats, put up with this kind of blood libel and character assassination and smears. Just don't get it whatsoever. Let's go to Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, sir. Two comments I'd like to make, if I can get both of them in. Number one, what is it with these people who keep voting Democrat? I mean, who consistently votes in Liz Warren, Kathy Hochul, you know, the same old gang? I'm blaming the voters more than I am the knucklehead voters. I blame the voters more than them.
Yeah, that's how AOC and Tlaib and the Jihad Squad and the rest of the Pocahontas, that's how they get in, because their voters are crazy.
Yeah, I just don't get why people like getting dumped on. That's number one. Number two, and I think that you said this before, you and Eric Bolling are the only two people who have complained about the fact that these executive orders, a lot of them have been passed, but a lot of them have not. So I think they need to stop Epsteining and start codifying and get all those orders passed into law before the Democrats take control. Comment on that.
Yeah, well, I have said that and I've called for it repeatedly. And the fact of the matter is Speaker Johnson has dropped the ball in the House, but he's got razor-thin margins over in the Senate. You got a bunch of rhinos, and Thune is one of them. And then you got Tom Tillis, and you got Mitch McConnell, you got Lisa Murkowski, you got Susan Collins, you got John Curtis. There's about a half dozen of them that don't want President Trump's agenda codified, and they're fighting like the dickens to keep that from happening. It's coming up on 7:30. Up next, the deep state is alive and well. We have examples. We brought receipts. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland judiciary is warning the public about a new tech scam that appears to reference the Maryland District Court in Baltimore City. The message claims to be a Maryland court summons, telling the recipient their payment for a toll violation has not been received. The message includes a fictitious QR code, date, time, and court location, and says failing to act will result in a bench warrant, additional fines, and court action. State officials say the texts are a scam and recipients should not click any links, provide personal information, or make any payments. And Fox 45 reports that a new Inspector General's report is raising questions about how taxpayer dollars are being spent inside Baltimore's mayor's office and prompting strong reactions from city residents. The report, which reviewed spending from July 1st, 2022 to November 17th, 2025, details more than $801,000 spent on food and catering. Of that total, about $52,000 went toward events at Ravens and Orioles games inside the mayoral suite. Investigators also flagged specific purchases, including alcohol bought during sporting events. And the mother of a teen girl who died while in foster care testified before lawmakers Thursday in support of proposed legislation aiming to increase protections for the state's vulnerable children in hopes of other families not going through her pain. Brooke Ward, the mother of 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, told lawmakers she hopes a proposed bill with bipartisan support that's named after her daughter will become a reality. The Maryland Public Service Commission says BGE cannot cut of service to any customers until at least April 1st. The PSC's order comes after an investigation that found systemic failings in BGE's customer call center, including unreasonably long wait times. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions.
On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
733 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
95 traffic in Howard County is looking at the wreck. It's on the shoulder, but a tractor trailer is involved. It's northbound after 216 and up near the rest area. So traffic is getting by, but you'll have brake lights at 216 going north. Southbound can see it, and we're slow after Route 32. No reason to detour, but it's an extra 5 or 6 minutes right now through there. Both the tunnels still doing fine this morning. Nothing major at all. Beltway a little slow now. Parkville side into Towson, the Interloop at Green Spring, and the west side has filled in from Liberty Road working its way south, eventually down through Frederick Road. And it looks like we're still running okay on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We should see some sunshine return today with highs actually warming up back into the upper 40s and even low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and quiet, little chilly with lows falling to near freezing, but come Saturday, we are looking at highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's receiving a scare yesterday in their spring training game against the Tigers.
7 games in relief for the Phillies in 22. Lee in the right field. That one's pinged into the gap. Neal slides to cut it off and whips a throw in. And that throw to the cutoff man's going to send Vierling home where he is out. And Samuel Basayo is holding his chest as he dove into Vierling for the tap. Samuel Basayo, this is a very uncomfortable sight.
And of course, Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Basayo immediately removed from the game, an eventual 6-5 win by Baltimore. The manager, Craig Albernaz, was asked about the severity of the situation after the game.
To me, like, he could have stayed in the game, but that was me being the voice of reason to get him out of there and make sure everything is fine.
Is he going to be undergoing any other further testing?
I have no idea. I don't think so. Nothing I've heard, but like I said, that was on me. Completely precautionary just to get him out of the game. It's February 26th.
Well, we'll see what today brings for Sam Basayo and the Birds. The O's and Pirates today in Bradenton, 105 first pitch. We'll get our first look at Shane Baz. NFL Player Combine, day one in the books. DBs and tight ends will take center stage today, scheduled for 3 p.m. Yesterday, it was D linemen and linebackers with 40-yard dashes and defensive drills taking center stage. And on that note, NFL football analyst Charles Davis joined the Ravens podcast, Call the Lounge. He did it in Indianapolis and was asked who could be there for the Ravens at 14 that would help the Ravens fill their pass rush need.
Right. Keldrick Falk from Auburn is an interesting deal because I'm going to give you a quick comp, and that's Trayvon Walker coming out of Georgia because wasn't asked to rush the passer play after play after play after play. So, do we believe he's that type of a pass rusher, or is he much more of a piece?
Well, Falk is a tremendous prospect, standing 6'6", weighing approximately 285 pounds. He can run, immense physical tools, noted for his long arms, powerful frame, can play across the D-line, similar to Draymond Jones, but bigger from a year ago. Ravens' pass rush softened dramatically in 2025, sacks falling from 54 in 2024 to just 30 a year ago. College basketball last night, Purdue point guard Braden Smith became the fifth player in D1 history to reach 1,000 assists. In last night's game against Michigan State, Bobby Hurley of Duke holds the D1 record with 1,076. Locally, while Maryland men's basketball is disappointed this year, and there will be no postseason in College Park, two local programs have shined. Talking about Navy and UMBC, the Mids are 24-6 overall. They're 16-1 in Patriot League play, and they've secured their first outright regular season championship since 1997. They've clinched the top seed in the conference tournament and swept Army in the NSTAR event. Meanwhile, closer to home, UMBC notched at least a share of the America East regular season crown last night with a 70-58 win over Bryant. The Retrievers are 19-8 overall. They're 12-2 in conference play and winners of 7 in a row. The time now is 7:37. When we return, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I will work with agency heads. I will work with anybody if it means that they're going to advance the issues in, for the people of Maryland. And especially if it's going to help to address some of the issues that I think are being inspired by the policies of the Trump-Pence administration.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
I love these spots, by the way. Great imaging. So the question is, Sean, should the government help in this situation? And the situation is the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has sent out a public notice hinting that it may crack down on sports broadcasting streaming contracts. Now, you as a sports fan know how uncomfortable it is when a sports fan sits down in front of his TV and says, how am I going to get this game? Where do I got to go to watch this game? NFL games last year were on 10 different networks. And obviously more than just Fox, CBS, and NBC. Yeah. You got Amazon, you got Peacock, you got this, that, the other thing. You got to pay for those things, right? So it's costly as well. The question is, do you believe in capitalism or not?
I think that, their intention is good.
Whose intention?
The government.
The FCC.
The FCC's intention is good because they're trying to bring some relief to sports viewers and sports fans. But the problem is, every time government gets involved in something like this...
Well, I thought they were here to help.
Do you remember when Congress was going to get involved and regulate cable rates?
Absolutely.
Back in the 80s,
90s? It's exactly what I was going to say.
The cable rates skyrocketed after they got involved in it. So FCC can bring awareness to it, maybe attention to it. But I think ultimately it's up to the consumer. If you don't like it on watching the NFL on Amazon Prime or whatever, then you don't watch it. And, you know, when the numbers suffer, then maybe the NFL, Roger Goodell, and the owners will get the message that we don't, some streaming is good. I don't have a problem with some streaming, but you want to make it available to all the fans. And when you pick a specific streaming channel, you basically are limiting your options.
I think that as long, and we're talking about the NFL specifically here,
yes,
as long as the NFL continues to make your local team's game available,
yes,
on free TV, like the national game could be on Amazon Prime.
Right, right.
But if the Ravens are playing, then you can watch it on 2, 11, whatever it is,
yep,
et cetera. It's okay.
It's okay based on the fact that you, the fans, have access to it.
Right. If that goes away, then we got a problem.
Right. Absolutely. Good point. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Deep State is alive and well. FBI Director Kash Patel both he and Susie Wiles, the president's chief of staff, had their phone records subpoenaed by the FBI in 22 and 23 when both were private citizens. During the prosecutor Jack Smith investigation, at least one phone call between Susie Wiles and her attorney recorded by the FBI without her knowledge. As the story is outlined, Wiles' attorney was working with the FBI, knew the conversation was being recorded, and Wiles did not. Patel's reportedly fired 10 FBI agents who were involved in the process, reviewing and intercepting these communications. My problem with Patel is this should have happened on day one. Any FBI official who was working on Crossfire Hurricane and or with Robert Mueller's investigations and witch hunts and hoax should have been fired on day one. 40 FBI agents worked for more than 2 years on the Mueller probe investigating a fictitious claim that Trump colluded with the Russians. So, Cash, again, he's got a soft glove approach to all of this, and as does Pam Bondi. But Kristi Noem revealed something yesterday that she discovered while she was at the Department of Homeland Security. There was a secret skiff that had files that nobody knew existed.
I can't believe what I found since I've been in this department. I just found the other day a whole room in on this campus that was a secret SCIF, secure facility, that had files nobody knew existed. So we just happened to have an employee walk by a door and wonder what it was and started asking questions. We went in there. There was individuals working there that had secret files that nobody knew about on some of these most controversial topics like that. And now I've got that turned over to attorneys and we're getting to the bottom of what exactly happened there. You know, we have CBP, which is Customs and Border Protection. They know every traveler that comes into this country, every good that comes in. They're the ones who assess and collect all of the tariffs. But the information that they had on travelers that came in during COVID, what our national labs, which I also have national labs under my jurisdiction, their scientists that participated with that Wuhan lab, how they were traveling back and forth between each other and working on those experiments, it's been eye-opening.
Not only was that eye-opening, but the fact of the matter is Kristi Noem discovered that her own staffers were spying on her and downloaded spying software to her phone.
Some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people. And that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today. So one of the things I need to do and continue to do is partner with technology companies and experts to bring them in and help us. Because many times in government, and especially in this department, which was extremely neglected, we were just behind and not up to the standard we should be at.
And finally, Fulton County DA Phony Fawny. It had memos to prove that she coordinated extensively with the Biden DOJ and White House, as well as Democrats in the House and the J6 Investigative Committee. She built a failed criminal case against President Trump. There was massive collusion, but it wasn't Trump that was the one doing the colluding. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabarni's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, southbound, left tube, left lane at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Don't know what it is yet, just saw the police car going in. Not sure if it's an accident or a broken down vehicle, but for right now, we're losing that left-hand lane in the left tube. The right tube is open, and we weren't backed up too badly before, but now this will create a problem on 95 after O'Donnell Street, coming down the hill from Keith Avenue. If you can stay to the right and use the right tube until we can get this lane open, southbound in the left tube, we'll let you know on that. But the backup is starting to grow just a bit through there. 95 is still slow. In Howard County, there was a wreck with a tractor-trailer near the rest area northbound after Route 216. Slowing there, and southbound could also see it. They picked up a delay. We do have some normal delays on the Beltway now in some areas, even with the fog, fighting the bright sunshine. If you're south and eastbound through the area, you need to be prepared for that. Winter driving, still very hard on your vehicle. You've been driving in ice and snow the last couple of weeks. Might have some things that could be a little bit loose or worn out. Let Bernie check it all at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. You're going to love today and tomorrow. Start to the weekend. It looks really nice. Sunny today, 50. Tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs near 60. And Sunday, we're in the upper 40s. Maybe a wintry mix on Monday at some point. Right now, 35 in Middle River, and it is 34 in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Ted in Columbia. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
You're going to go first. Good luck to you. Story one, a Kentucky woman facing new felony charges after police say she tried to use counterfeit cash to post bond at the county jail. She showed up to post bond for her boyfriend, and when investigators say the bills, 14 $100 bills marked for movie use only and were not professionally made.
Duh.
Story two, a registered sex offender, pedophile Rene Campos, has announced he's running for Fresno City Council, aiming to represent District 7 in the 2026 primary election. He was charged and convicted in 2018, possession of child sex abuse material. And yes, he is a registered Democrat. And story three, New York Hospital is now bragging that it has delivered the world's biggest baby on record, saying they didn't expect this. The baby was delivered by a C-section. The newborn entered the world weighing a whopping 21 pounds. So as not to damage the mother's birth canal, they had to deliver via C-section.
I would hope so.
Did they call him Chuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, they called him.
Cut him off.
They named him Hugo. All right.
Cut him off.
Oh.
Give him the booby prize.
Story one, counterfeit money used to try to post bond for the boyfriend. Story two, a pedophile registered sex offender running as a Democrat. Story three, 21-pound baby born in New York. All right, Ted, what are you thinking?
Yeah, come on, Ted. Speak up.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Ted, what'd you say?
Oh, number one.
All right, Ted's going for number one. Kristen?
This is a hard one. I think they're all could be true, but if I have to pick one, maybe I'll say three.
All right, Kristen goes for story three. Chuck?
Is that the baby, story
yeah.
three?
Yeah.
Story three yeah. is the baby.
I'll go with that.
All right. And Maggie?
I third that emotion. Yeah.
All right. Ted's the only one who picked number one. The counterfeit money, and that is a true story. Sorry about that, Ted.
See you, Ted. Call in next time when you got a better joke. See you, Ted.
Hey, I got plenty of laughs with that one.
He's firing back.
They liked it, Ted. I thought it sucked, but it's all right.
He's going toe-to-toe with Lug Nuts Johnson right, this
Ted.
Morning.
It's all right.
Ted, have a great weekend.
I love you, Ted. It's all right, baby.
Story two is true. Story three, yeah, the baby weighed 13 pounds, not 21 pounds. Yeah.
21
that's
is
like
a new
that's kid. A one-year-old, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's a new one. It's like, ooh.
Well, Chuck's mom had 2 13-pounders.
Wow.
At once.
Said, boy, look at that whopper.
Twins.
Oh, man.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. But you can see how Deep State is alive and well here. And again, that's the biggest mistake. I mean, Republicans make this mistake all the time. After what they try to do, remember, President Trump was impeached. He was, again, indicted. They shot him. They tried to kill him. They're still sending people to try to kill him. And they want to play nice. They want to play footsie with these Democrats, Cash and Pam and the rest of them. You got to give these people who struck John. You got to show them that you don't do this. You don't weaponize government agencies. You don't trample all over the Constitution. You got to make them pay and pay dearly. I mean, look, Bannon and Navarro went to jail for 4 months. Has a single person responsible for this conspiracy and collusion set foot in a jail as of yet? And the answer is no. And we're over 404 days now into this. There's no excuse. No excuse. And so I'm hoping, Mr. President, if Cash and Pam can't get it done, find somebody else who will. Because you only have 3 years or less than 3 years left. 7:50, I want to tell you about the Law Office of Michael A. Freeman. Michael and his firm will represent you to the best of their ability, and that's one of the best in the state of Maryland each and every year. One of the top 10 personal injury law firms named in this state because of all that they do. The little things add up to the big things. I mean, they put your recovery as priority number one. That's obvious. But again, if your car's been totaled or vehicle's been totaled, they'll argue for a diminution of value. Most firms won't touch that. It's not worth the billable hours. Again, they'll find doctors for you if you can't find a doctor. They'll advance medical bills in case you need to pay those. So there's any number of things that they will do, A to Z, that most firms won't touch. And that's what really distinguishes the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. So I hope that you never, ever need them. But they have helped members of my family on multiple occasions and NWCBM as well. 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. Or online at maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:52, 8 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. There is the media trying to drive a wedge between the men's and women's Olympic hockey team. Now, yesterday they said they didn't know if they would accept an invitation to go to the White House, but they did accept a party invite from repeated domestic abuser Flava Flav. You know, why they would do that. And then, and Hillary Knight said that President Trump's remarks about inviting the women, unless he be impeached, she found those to be distasteful. But she was unsure whether they would do the White House thing. But they did do Flava Flav. And a U.S. women's hockey team officially, Kelly Panik, said that they confirmed logistics was not the Trump joke that stopped the team from attending the State of the Union. Canadian newspaper has smeared the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team as monkeys. The Globe and Mail. Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to give them the time of day because we just beat their team. Toronto columnist blasting American hockey star Austin Matthews for his White House visit. And on and on and on it goes. So, you know, some of these American players that won have to go back and play on Canadian teams. Like the goalie Hellebuck plays for Winnipeg. Brady Tkachuk plays for Calgary, I believe. And it is Austin Matthews plays for Toronto. So maybe they should request trades from those teams to American-based teams. That might be the answer there. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so now that's confirmed as an accident in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And they just dispatched a medic unit to the tunnel, so they'll be arriving shortly. And already we're getting an impact. Only the right tube is open. The right lane of the left tube is open. I think that will change once the medic unit arrives. So we'll see. Keep an eye on that. But just the fact that we're down to three lanes now instead of four, 95 has a backup. The word gets out on 895, and very quickly we start to back up on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway now coming down from the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we'll watch that closely. It may get out of hand very quickly. There is a new wreck at Bel Air Road at Taylor Avenue. That's very close to the city-county line. And it looks like there might be a broken-down vehicle near the roadway on the inner loop between Edmondson Avenue and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a sunny day today. Highs near 50, low 30s tonight. Sunshine could reach nearly 60 tomorrow. Sunday upper 40s, maybe some wintry mix will happen on Monday. We'll keep an eye on that for you. But right now we're looking good. Cloudy 34 rather, in the Millersville, 35 in Pasadena. And Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 reporting on her X feed yesterday, last evening, that a reporter at the Washington Compost says that Governor Moore's staff is developing a Plan B, according to someone with direct knowledge of the plans who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss redistricting strategy. So obviously, it was going to die in the Senate under Billy Ferguson. And so we don't know what Plan B is. They have not revealed what Plan B is, but Republicans reacted to the thought of a governor with a Plan B.
I don't know what the Plan B would be. I mean, I guess we could take the current map back to court and see what the court thinks about it. That'd be fun, because I think the governor might not like that Plan B. But I don't know of any. I'm not aware of any Plan B there.
The only way to change redistricting, the current redistricting, would be for the General Assembly to pass it. Right. And we know that the Senate is overwhelmingly against it. You can't pass it through the General Assembly without the Senate going for it. So I'm not sure how a Plan B possibly could succeed unless the governor literally has a magic hat and he's going to pull a rabbit out of it.
Mm-hmm. And so those are Senators Justin Reedy and Chris West commenting on that. This just crossing my desk here this morning, and it is so horrifying. And we talk about the criminal justice system being immeasurably broken in the United States, and that has a lot to do with the kinds of judges that you appoint, their ideology. There are many judges who do not believe that anyone belongs in jail, no matter how horrific the crime or how many times they have committed crimes. A young woman named Stephanie Minter in Fairfax, Virginia, on Monday, she was at a bus stop when a person by the name of Abdul Jallo walked up to her and slashed her randomly. I'm still trying to get the her condition from authorities. But this is a person with over 30 prior violent arrests and convictions. What is somebody with that number of prior convictions and arrests for violence allowed walking the streets in Virginia or in any other state in the United States of America? This is horrifying. And we hope and pray. I don't have her condition yet. I don't know. I know that she was taken obviously for treatment, but I don't have her condition. This was Monday in Fairfax. I'll see if I can get caught up to date with that. But that is just, it's so disturbing on so many different levels. And then you have people like, this is a guy that was actually in the military. His name is Seth Moulton. And he actually brought an illegal alien with him to Congress during the State of the Union address. He basically spat in the face of law enforcement earlier this week. He not only brought an illegal alien to the State of the Union speech, but he also helped him evade capture. This is just, that's harboring an illegal alien is against the U.S. code. It is against the law to aid and abet. And he invited a teenage illegal alien named Marcelo Gomez da Silva, who had been detained several days last May because his student visa had expired and he was in the country illegally. Moulton was not the only Democrat to invite an illegal. He and his staff went a step further than his colleagues in making a mockery of the law. MS Now quoting Moulton's chief of staff, Nisha Suarez, as saying that they were worried about Gomez being arrested and deported, so she helped him evade potential trouble by escorting him out of the chamber. These are Democrats that are openly, blatantly violating the law, mocking the law that was duly passed by Congress and signed by a Democrat president. I think this is where Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel can start. Again, if you can prove arrest, charge him, arrest him. If you can prove that he knowingly, intentionally aided and abetted an illegal alien in violation of U.S. law, then an arrest should be made. I thought, we keep hearing from the Democrats, no one is above the law. No man is above the law. Why is Seth Moulton allowed to invite and harbor an illegal alien in the chambers of Congress and get away with it? So until you Republicans, some of you Trump appointees, wake up and understand that the law is the law and we need to establish rule order, we're going to have more of the same. Just outrageous. Coming up next, Baltimore Sun reporter Catherine Wilson is going to join us. She's been working on a couple of stories on the House passing bills to hamper immigration detention facilities and redistricting. Don't forget, later on, Delegate Mangione goes on the House.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In case of what might be called friendly fire, the U.S. military used a laser to shoot down a Customs and Border Protection drone. In response, the FAA closed more airspace near El Paso, Texas. No commercial flights affected this time around. It was just over 2 weeks ago that the FAA shut down the El Paso airport and the surrounding area after deployment of an anti-drone laser at that time. Former President Clinton will be testifying today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton answered the committee's queries.
I have just finished testifying. I answered every one of their questions as fully as I could, based on what I knew. And what I knew is what I said in my statement.
She says she told the lawmakers that she has no information on Epstein's crimes and doesn't even recall ever having met him. One conservative leader says Americans need to see and feel the impact of President Trump's economic policies.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins says economic progress has to become tangible before the midterm elections in order for the president's policies to have the desired impact.
I do think that when you look at the numbers, it is trending in the right direction. We see the inflation under control. We do see the economic growth, but it's not being felt yet.
Recent polls show the president with a negative approval rating for his handling of the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No deal following the third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Iran vows to keep on enriching uranium, while Oman's foreign minister, who mediated yesterday's talks in Geneva, says that there has been significant progress. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures down 377 points, NASDAQ futures off 161. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey there, it's Chris, and as you know, Israel is a hot discussion point right now. I just talked about it on a panel at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. There's so many opinions and emotions surrounding the subject, and the Bible tells us, of course, I will bless those who bless you. That's not just a comforting promise, it's a clear calling from God. And today, with anti-Semitism rising around the world, the calling is more urgent than ever. At a time when Jewish communities are experiencing more hostility, more threats, more violence than ever, Christians have a real opportunity, a powerful opportunity, to respond with God's love, to say, you're not alone. When Christians choose to bless Israel, you're not entering into a political issue. You're honoring the roots of our faith and standing against hatred. Supporting Israel is more than just a belief. It's a biblical mandate. Partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you can push back against darkness and be a light to God's people. Go to ifcj.org to learn more. That's ifcj.org. Live the word. Answer the call.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the accident in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we said last time around that a medic unit was coming in to the accident scene. I don't see any traffic coming out of the tunnel, the left tunnel southbound. That means the medic unit's in there doing what they have to do. They've stopped the traffic as well in the right lane of the left tube. So at least right now, there's no traffic coming out. You have to get to the right tube to get by. And that 95 backup now is back to just beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp. I just saw some traffic trickling out again on the southbound side of that left-hand lane of bore number 2. So we're getting some traffic moving again. We'll go back and see if they'll let some of that traffic through. Yeah, they're moving again in the right lane at that left-hand tube. So the medic unit may have left the scene. 895 took the big hit. They get an overflow now, and you're coming south. You'll have a delay after the Ergman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We should see some sunshine return today with highs actually warming up back into the upper 40s and even low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and quiet, little chilly with lows falling to near freezing. But come Saturday, we are looking at highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority and meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 32 degrees in Pikesville and 31 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. SHA will be replacing a bridge joint on the westbound 70 bridge over the Patapsco River at the Baltimore-Howard County line starting 9 p.m. Sunday, March 1st. They will be closing two right lanes until 5 a.m. Monday, and this will happen each evening and be complete by Friday morning, March 6th, weather permitting. And the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties in Tuesday's deadly officer-involved shooting in Baltimore. The Independent Investigations Division says the man shot by police in the 3600 block of Bel Air Road was 37-year-old Dwight Hawkins of Baltimore. The officers are identified as 6-year veteran officer Arthur Fogg and 7-year veteran officer Omar Rodriguez. Both officers are assigned to the group violence unit. The IID is continuing to investigate the shooting. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 454, the pick 4. 5527. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinout Sports coming up next.
Your heart shows up for you every day through the stress, laughter, long hours, and while cherishing the people you love most. Right now, Rescue Natural Supplements invites radio listeners to start caring for their heart before something feels off. Just use exclusive offer code OMEGA50 to buy any premium omega-3 and get one free. Omega-3s support healthy circulation, balanced blood pressure, and lower triglycerides. They help fortify your health as you age while calming chronic inflammation, everyday protection your heart deserves. And for decades, Rescue's ultra-purified, third-party tested omega-3s have been trusted by generations of satisfied people. Join them with this limited-time offer. Go to res-q.com and use code OMEGA50 to buy one omega, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. At 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Your heart will thank you. Shop online at res-q.com with code OMEGA50.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's and Pirates today in Bradenton, Florida. Our first look at Shane Baz this spring. Acquired in a deal with the Rays for a package of four prospects. Baz slated, at least right now, in the number three slot in the rotation. Manager Craig Albanese commenting earlier this spring that Baz, now a full season removed from Tommy John surgery, has Cy Young potential. Meanwhile, the Birds brought the bats yesterday to the park, led by the right fielder, Tyler O'Neill.
On a 3-1, that was an absolute rocket off the bat of O'Neill. And in an eye blink, it's gone. Tyler O'Neill continues to just hammer balls this spring training.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson, right side of the plate, looking good for Baltimore. Here was the manager after the game.
I think our potential's there for sure. To me, it's just the at-bat quality is where it really stands out. You know, these guys are forcing the pitchers to be in the strike zone. They're not chasing. And to me, that's a testament to them, to who they are and the work they're putting in.
Right side of the plate populated by none other than Alonzo Ward, potentially O'Neill, Gunnar Henderson as well. The NFLPA's annual team report cards are in, and for the third consecutive year, the Dolphins rank first, according to survey results obtained by ESPN. The Vikings finished second. The Redskins finished third. The Ravens came in 12th. The owner given an A+. Baltimore did dip noticeably in one area. Team travel went from an A- to a B-. Bottom three, the Browns are 30th. The Cardinals are 31st. And guess who? The Steelers, for the first time in the survey's four-year history, finished dead last. Coming up in 30 minutes, an interesting NFL prospect for the Ravens to consider. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And an update to the Stephanie Minter story we just shared with you before the top of the hour. The Fredericksburg, Virginia woman was stabbed to death at the Fairfax County bus stop by a career criminal. Just wanted to get that information out. Coming up in this segment, we're going to visit now with the Baltimore Sun reporter Catherine Wilson joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline. She's been covering a number of breaking and important stories. Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for joining us here. So you did a piece recently, just yesterday, on the Maryland House passing a couple of bills to hamper immigration detention facilities. What are those bills, and what do they do?
Yes, so the House passed two bills. Those bills still need to go to the state Senate, and it's not clear how the state Senate will handle the bills, but one of them would require specific zoning, local zoning for private immigration detention centers. So this was basically, it's basically aimed to add local oversight if private immigration detention centers are set up. It would require the local governments to pass a specific, like, zoning law in order to allow those to happen. This is kind of in response to a private detention center that was attempting to open up in Howard County that was eventually stopped by the county council. And the other one would, which is HB 1018, would include immigration detention centers under some state regulations that apply to correctional institutions. It would require employees or people who are working at those facilities to report any major concerns or violations. It would put some basic standards of care there, and it would also require all correctional facilities and immigration facilities in the state to basically be under similar standards for utility quality, and also if there were, like, life-threatening circumstances, it would require those facilities to be shut down. So basically with that last piece of legislation, there's concerns about whether that would violate supremacy of the federal government's laws over state laws if they were actually to, like, hold federal government facilities against those regulations, but lawyers I've spoken to and the Attorney General's office has made the argument that it's not clear that courts would rule against holding federal government's facilities against those standards. So they're attempting to put those standards on because they apply to all correctional institutions if it passed.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting wrinkle because, you know, obviously state facilities would be covered under these bills because of a state legislature passing a law and they, even local jurisdictions with the private zoning. But if the federal government purchases a building, which I think they're doing in Washington County, then there's nothing the state can do under the supremacy clause, is there?
The first bill, that zoning requirement, that would not apply to federal buildings. That's only privately owned immigration detention facilities. But that second bill I talked about, they're trying to make it apply under federal policies. Basically, the argument is if something applies to every correctional facility in the state, then it can also apply to federal. It's basically state laws can't attack specifically the federal government. That's also a kind of a similar argument to there was legislation passed by the state Senate earlier this session that has not gone through the House yet that would ban the wearing of face coverings for all police officers or all law enforcement officers and federal officers. Yeah,
clearly within their authority on the state and city or whatever, but the question remains is whether that masking law or this 1018 bill you're referencing would violate the federal supremacy clause. All right, more with Catherine Wilson, Baltimore Sun reporter. We're going to talk about redistricting here in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
The left-hand lane of the left tube is still closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is open with both lanes. The left tube, only the right lane of that tunnel is moving. There's an accident inside the tunnel on the southbound side. The backup on 95 has only gone back to the Eastern Avenue ramp, so it's not out of sight at this point, but 895 took the hit. They get the word back in Rosedale. 895 is now backed up towards Pulaski Highway, and they're in the range of 20 to 25 minutes now with their backup southbound. So again, we'll come back and revisit that. Nothing major on the Beltway. The last couple of minutes, there was a report of a wreck near Wilkins Avenue, unfounded, and there's nothing there. Just looked at it once again. Might be a little bit slow from an earlier confrontation on 95 northbound in Howard County near the rest area before Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, highs near 50, down to the low 30s tonight. Nice spring-like day tomorrow. Sunshine, highs near 60. Right now we're 36 and cloudy in Ocean City, and it's 35 in downtown Baltimore. On our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Catherine Wilson. And Catherine, yesterday a story either broke or was, and I don't know if you can comment on it or not, but I think another outlet was reporting that Governor Moore has a plan B for redistricting. It looks like it's not going to come out of the Senate. They're not going to pass it. It looks like deadlines might be in the way. Do you know anything about this plan B or the state of the redistricting bill as it currently stands?
Well, we have not heard any specific plan Bs from the governor's office at this point. What I can tell you is that so Tuesday at 9 p.m., that was the deadline to file for candidacy for the 2026 election in Maryland. And that was kind of that has been seen as kind of a drop-dead deadline for redistricting to pass in Maryland, because now we have all the candidates who are all filed to run in under the current districts. We have people starting their campaigns. It's not the final deadline. Technically, the state has, they just need, all ballots need to be finalized 64 days before a primary election. Jared DeMarinis from the State Board of Elections said, you know, they can get things done under a faster timeline if they were to pass redistricting maps, but at this point, there's not enough senators who want to vote for this, enough to bring it to the floor. The Senate president is against bringing it to the floor. He says that they don't have the votes, and he has a whole line of legal arguments against it. So at this point, there doesn't seem to be a plan to have Maryland redistrict, at least ahead of the 2026 midterms.
Yeah, maybe in time for the next election cycle. You mentioned there are a number of Democrats, by the way, who won't seemingly make a comment either way. You know, they want to answer questions about the redistricting, or it seems like they don't want to anger either the governor or the Senate president. Any window there where somebody could force a floor vote just to say they've had a floor vote?
Well, at this point, there's enough people who have said that they, in the Democratic caucus, who do not want to redistrict and who have outwardly said that they do not want to redistrict. To the point where there's not enough people to pass. I believe they need 29 senators in order to vote and pass redistricting, and there's enough people who have outwardly said no in the Democratic caucus that, it's not going to, it wouldn't pass either way unless a lot of people change their minds.
Yeah. Very good. Catherine, thanks so much for visiting with us here this morning. Catherine Wilson, Baltimore Sun reporter. We'll talk to you in the near future, I'm sure.
Yes, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on the show with our partners, Baltimore Sun and Fox 45 as well, here as we try to cover the General Assembly and give you as much coverage as possible. It's 18 minutes after the hour. I did want to get you updated on this horrific murder that took place in Fairfax County, Virginia. As we mentioned right before the top of the hour, Stephanie Minter, a young woman from Fredericksburg, Virginia, was at a bus stop in Fairfax, where I'm not sure what his legal status is, but we do know he's a career criminal. So this individual stabbed her to death in what appears to have been a random attack. And I want to share you his prior arrests. They include forcible rape, attempted murder 5 times. He was charged with attempted murder, malicious wounding 5 times. Charged assault and battery 4 times. The Fairfax district attorney declined to prosecute every single one of these charges, and now Stephanie Minter is dead. Okay? And this, the Fairfax DA, I'll look up his name, must resign. This is ridiculous. And this is happening now under the watch of Governor Abigail Spanberger, who had the unmitigated gall to launch bromides against President Trump the other night in the Democrat response to the State of the Union address. People are being targeted at random and are being stabbed to death in her state under her watch. And remember Jay Jones, the attorney general, the one that wished Republican children die as a lesson to Republicans? We wonder what Jay Jones will say about Stephanie Minter, if anything at all. Say her name. Remember her name, Stephanie Minter. Just another horrible victim of the broken criminal injustice system, specifically in Virginia, but in the entire country. We've got to get this thing under control. Take 20 minutes after the hour. And you're listening to KC and Company. Joining us once again, Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. The weekend is upon us, and it's going to be spring-like tomorrow. So, we're talking a few weeks ago about working with our seniors that may need money fast, but they don't want to lose all their equity to an investor.
Yeah, sometimes the answer to the question that we'll ask initially is fast and for the most money. And that gives us some direction on what path to follow. I'm working on one right now where they're preparing to go into independent living. And while it's not an emergency to sell the home, they want to get it done fairly quickly, but not leave any money on the table.
Yeah, and I know from talking to you over the years, sometimes you're not only dealing with the home, but its contents as well.
Yeah, that is the case often, especially when we're looking at independent or assisted living. So there's a few ways to approach this, and we lay out all the options to our customer with the amount of money that they're going to walk away with in each scenario, and just let them pick which is best for them.
So different buyers for different circumstances?
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the biggest benefits, Sean, of working with a company like ours. Instead of an investor who's only going to give you one offer to consider, for this customer, he has 3 offers to consider from 3 different types of buyers that we have in our database. And they get to choose the one that's going to pay them the price that they want and need within their time frame and without the typical hassles associated with selling a home.
No, I like that. You know, options is what you're well known for. Let the customer choose what's best for them.
Yeah, three move-out options, all with their own time frames and price points, broken down in simple language, which makes the decision much easier to arrive at. We take our time explaining the pros and cons of each option, and then our team steps in, guides them through the rest of the process. So if you're in this kind of situation or you're helping a loved one, you can give us a call there for a no-obligation visit. We can look at what your options are. You can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
And now with the spring selling season here, now would be a good time to reach out to Vinny. Vinny, thanks again. You have a great weekend. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnysteele.com. And make sure you tell them that I told you to call. All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Delegate Nino Mangione is going to join us as we go on the house with the Delegate, as we do each and every Friday morning. So stay tuned for that. And as you might imagine, it's another busy week in Annapolis. There is an MS-13 story in Baltimore County that has got a lot of people upset this week. Just yesterday, when Chief McCullough is out there saying, oh, no, crime's down. Crime rates are down. We got great crime rates here. Immigration bills passing, of course, the county executive mentioning that taxes are still on the table in Baltimore County. So that's all coming up on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. It's 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. He's been banned from every nudist colony in Florida. Two Moons Johnson.
Lack of evidence.
Just the bare necessities.
That was before I even got in the pool.
That's right.
Oh, well, they've reopened the left-hand lane of the left tunnel southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That just happened in the last 2 or 3 minutes. So all four lanes moving again on 95 south. The backup, though, on 95 went back to and beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue. 895 took the hit. The Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway always takes the overflow, and we're still backed up here. It's slow at Moravia Road, crossing under Pulaski Highway, but the speeds are just now beginning to pick up. Still going to take, right now, here it is, almost 8:30. It's going to take 9:15, maybe a little longer, for all of that to clear out, depending on what happens in the next 30 minutes or so. So be prepared for that. Both the tunnels with big delays southbound, but back open again with all the lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Next couple of days, just absolutely couldn't pick better days. Sunshine, highs near 50 today. Tonight, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and highs near 60. Sunday, upper 40s. And then maybe some wintry mix is back with us on Monday. Right now, 34 and cloudy in Glen Burnie. And it is 36 in Middle River. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Thank you. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. On this date in history, 1942, opening salvos were fired in the Battle of the Java Sea. Not a well-known battle, but one of the more bloodiest ones early on in the Pacific campaign, during which 11 American, British, Dutch, Australian command warships were sunk by the Japanese, resulting in the deaths of approximately 3,400 sailors. The USS Houston was sunk during the Battle of Sunda Strait on March 1, 1942. That was finally located in 2014. So on this day in 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution limiting presidents to two terms was ratified. 1973, members of the American Indian Movement began a 71-day occupation at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, to protest the federal government's failure to live up to its agreements with the Indian nations. 1991, President George Herbert Walker Bush ordered a halt to the Allied military offensive against the Iraqi military forces, saying our military objectives are met. Member General Schwarzkopf, Stroman Norman, as he was called, it was like shooting fish in a barrel on the highway to hell. 2007, a suicide bomber set off a device outside Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan, killing 23 people. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney was visiting the American military base and identified by the Taliban as the target of that attack, and he was able to escape injury. And in 2022, former President Donald Trump won an informal straw poll whom the attendees at CPAC conference would support in a Republican presidential primary. And, of course, the rest, as they say, is history. He went on to win 2 years later. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Don't forget Delegate Nino Mangione coming up next right after the 8:30 news as we go on the House. But a reminder that if you are having any hearing issues whatsoever, you're not hearing as well, or maybe you've got earwax impacted in your ear, or maybe the ear infection is needs to be cleared up, or maybe you're getting a little bit older, and the fact is you start losing your hearing. Let's get a benchmark hearing test because that's the best way, I think, to track your hearing progress. As we do with physical exams and eye exams and the rest, we should be getting a hearing exam as we get older as well. And the best place to do that is at Audiology Associates, 10 locations throughout the Baltimore area. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take an empathetic, gentle approach to your hearing tests and assessments, and they've helped my wife, and they've helped so many WCBM listeners already with their hearing tests. And it's just very easy. Locations are convenient throughout Baltimore. And I would, for more information, or if you want to make an appointment, log on to AAIAudiology.com. That's AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, check out Audiology Associates. It's 8:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Eight individuals connected to a Baltimore County-based MS-13 clique now face a superseding federal indictment related to RICO conspiracy charges. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, the members and associates of the group are accused of firearms trafficking, drug trafficking, and robbery. Two of the defendants are from Owings Mills, and the others are from El Salvador and Honduras. Federal prosecutors say the alleged leader of the operation managed the gang's firearm trafficking, drug distribution, money laundering, and violence from New Jersey, even when he was serving time in a state prison there. He also called in to gang meetings that were taking place in Baltimore County. 19-year-old Deion Spears is charged with first-degree murder in the 2023 shooting that killed 16-year-old Deonta Dorsey and injured four other students from Edmondson Westside High School. Spears is being retried after a jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict in October of 2024, and the judge declared a mistrial. A civilian and a firefighter are
recovering from the injuries they suffered during a three-alarm fire in East Baltimore. Firefighters were called to North Rose Street in the South Clifton Park neighborhood late Thursday morning after a fire broke out in an auto body shop. An employee suffered life-threatening injuries and was taken to Johns Hopkins Bayview. A firefighter was injured after falling through the floor of a building behind the auto shop. And Fox 45 reports that the FCC sent out a public notice hinting that it may crack down on sports broadcasting streaming contracts. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr tweeted on Wednesday that the agency will be scrutinizing streaming services and the rising cost for fans to watch games. Today, the FCC asked for comment on sports rights and broadcasting. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The late slowing on the Beltway west side is still there. 795 going down the hill, eventually breaking loose at Route 40 and down through Frederick Road, and then you're okay towards 95. Minor slowing through Pikesville towards the JFX. The Parkville side is still busy from Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. There's still some areas with some fog, so again, be prepared for that. Not a big deal right now. JFX earlier had some fog up around Ruxton Road, but the trip downtown is running with all the lanes open. Both the tunnels still recovering from the late wreck inside the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. All of that has been cleared. The recovery is underway, and you might see a little bit of a slowdown. There was a minor wreck on the BW Parkway northbound before the ramps at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We should see some sunshine return today with highs actually warming up back into the upper 40s and even low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and quiet, little chilly with lows falling to near freezing. But come Saturday, we are looking at highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And for the moment, it seems the Orioles have avoided catastrophe.
7 games in relief for the Phillies, 22. Lee into right field. That one's pinged into the gap. Neal slides to cut it off. And whoops, a throw in. And that throw to the cutoff man's going to send Vierling home where he is out. And Samuel Basayo is holding his chest as he dove into Vierling for the tag. Samuel Basayo, this is a very uncomfortable sight.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Basayo immediately removed from the game, an eventual 6-5 win by Baltimore. The manager, Craig Albernaz, downplaying the situation in the postgame.
To me, like, he could have stayed in the game, but that was me being the voice of reason to get him out of there and make sure everything is fine.
Is he going to be undergoing any other further testing?
I have no idea. I don't think so. Nothing I've heard, but like I said, that was on me. Completely precautionary just to get him out of the game. It's February 26th.
Well, we'll see what today, if anything, brings for Sam Basayo. Ravens news team evaluating their needs on defense especially. That's the task entrusted to head coach Jesse Minter, who has had success in his career with versatile chess pieces that can be deployed as weapons, such as Derwin James in L.A. and now, of course, Kyle Hamilton here in Baltimore. Another such player coming out of college, according to NFL analyst Charles Davis.
Kyle Lewis, the linebacker safety out of Pitt, I think is exceptional. He had a Senior Bowl week that was just off the charts. Everyone knows who he is. But I think each team's got to decide what he is.
Projected as a late first-round slash second-round draft choice. College lacrosse action this weekend. Big tilt in College Park tomorrow. Number one Notre Dame in town to take on Maryland. The Terps were the number one team in the nation for the season's first couple of weeks, but back-to-back losses at Syracuse and against Princeton have dropped Maryland to number 11 in the country. Opening face-off against the Irish set for noon on the Big Plus Network. Locally, Towson hosts UMBC at United Stadium tonight at 6 p.m. Elsewhere, 16th-ranked Hopkins will be at 13th-ranked Virginia tomorrow at 3. Loyola will be at Colgate. Navy opens their Patriot League schedule at Boston University. Birthdays today. Happy number 93 and still going strong to Baltimore Colts Hall of Famer, the great Raymond Berry, one of the stars of those championship teams of 58 and 59, still holds the Colts franchise record for most receiving yards in a single game, 224. That was against the Redskins back in 1957. Three-time Preakness winning jockey, Kent DeSormo was 56 years of age, rode Real Quiet, Big Brown, and Exaggerator, two Preakness wins. Wasn't he just 16 years old when he won his first race riding Miss Tavern at Evangeline Downs in Louisiana? That was 40 years ago. And on this day in 1987, the NCAA handed down the death penalty to SMU's football program for their repeated violations of recruiting rules. The NCAA canceled all of SMU's 1987 schedule, all of their home games in 88, and prevented them from playing on TV until 1990. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week of Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Good morning, Delegate.
Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
It is always a pleasure. Well, on the heels of the 15-year-old shooting another teenager in Middle River comes the, and this is after Chief McCullough says crime is on its way down in Baltimore County. We get news that an MS-13 cell was operating in Baltimore County, firearm, drug trafficking, money laundering, you name it, two of which are in Owings Mills, portion of Baltimore County, and that the leader of this MS-13 cell was conducting operations from inside a New Jersey state prison. We got a major issue here, and these Democrats in this state want to continue to try to hamper ICE and the ability to go after these bad hombres.
Sean, I've repeated myself here. It's deja vu. Every single day in Annapolis, it's another anti-ICE bill, pro-illegal immigrant bill. And we always, in Annapolis, the Democrats continue to just turn the blind eye to some of these type of stories where, yes, what is it, eight alleged MS-13 members operating Baltimore County here facing this RICO conspiracy charge. I mean, this is about as bad as it gets. And these gang leaders running the operations, I guess, out of a Jersey prison is something along those lines. And according to federal authorities, this group, the Ghettos Criminales or whatever it was called. I mean, this was the worst of the worst with gun trafficking and pushing drugs, laundering money, violent robberies across communities right in our backyards. And again, they were behind bars, and they're making Baltimore, their county, Baltimore County, firearm pipelines, I mean, assaults, you name it. And all we hear in Annapolis is about how we need more of these bills to protect, quote-unquote, immigrant communities, but we hear nothing about going after some of these thugs, like these people in MS-13. And these prosecutors, they're the ones saying they carried out brutal robberies. In one case, a handgun, for example, was racked and pressed against a victim's head. Another terrified victim, suffered from violent crimes on this, and then gang-related. Too long, these violent gangs, Sean, they've embedded themselves right in our neighborhoods, and we act like this isn't happening. Today in Annapolis, we're going to hear another bill. Well, so far in this session, take, for example, the Democrats passed two bills just yesterday aimed at restricting immigration detention facilities in the state. This while the Department of Homeland Security is actually trying to enforce our laws, our immigration laws and ICE. Maryland Democrats, they're actually working overtime, Sean. They are working overtime this session. I've never seen anything like it. Every bill, every damn bill they keep throwing us has to do with ICE or against ICE. HB, I think, what was it? It was 1017 and 1018. One dealt with special zoning approvals that deal with these private immigration detention centers, and the other one was these state-level minimum standards on immigration detention facilities. And really what this is theater, Sean, complete theater, and it's not about standards. I mean, the federal government has prison standards. It's about one thing. They are solely focused on obstructing ICE, hatred of Donald Trump, but the immigration enforcement, they keep forgetting this is a federal responsibility. There are constitutional issues with all this. Federal law outweighs state law, we know that, but the Democrats here, they keep putting additional restrictions, whether it's the detention centers going against 287G. They're not solving any problems whatsoever. That's the thing. These problems do not exist. They're picking fights. It is no way to govern. It is no way to lead. It's all about a hatred of Trump. This extreme liberal majority down here, they're sending a message. Maryland is just wide open for illegal aliens to come here. They're going to fight ICE at every turn. It's a real shame. An absolute shame.
Yeah, I would agree with both those bills we just discussed with the Baltimore Sun reporter just about 25, 30 minutes ago. And you're right. But everything, I know Denver just now passed a bill that ICE cannot use city property. And we saw this article in the Banner this morning that saying that all the ICE vehicles now have been gone from the Baltimore Symphony Center parking garage, which they don't own, by the way. So whoever leases that garage was under pressure to remove a fleet of ICE law enforcement vehicles from the garage. So I'm kind of waiting for it, and you know, you can tell me whether you think it's coming or not, where the Maryland General Insane Asylum, led by the one-party rule, the Democrats, will pass a bill that the state is a sanctuary state and ICE agents may not enter.
Yeah, well, there will be an overriding federal law, but they're certainly, I mean, today, Sean, similar to what you just said about Denver, they have a law called the Maryland Values Act that we're getting ready to vote on in a couple hours here, and it makes schools and bus stops, I think libraries, courthouses, and like you said, some government buildings, they're calling them, quote, sensitive locations. That's how they play the English language game, and they always use, you know, words like censor or phrases or to name these, entitle these bills, sensitive locations, which all it means is that the federal government, the ICE officers, can't go into these certain areas. And it's absolute theater because it's not happening, number one. It's not happening at all. We're not seeing ICE agents roaming around our schools, roaming around churches in Maryland. And yet, not to get sidetracked, I sit on the committee yesterday, we heard Kanaya's law, which deals with that poor girl who committed suicide, and that's a whole nother story, right? But this bill today has been labeled an emergency bill, the one that deals with sensitive locations and stopping ICE. Kanaya's law, we've known about for decades about some of the issues with psychiatric beds and she commits suicide. That's not an emergency law.
Insanity is what it is. Hold that thought, Delegate. 843 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're making good progress now at both the Harbor Tunnels from the earlier accident that was in the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound almost an hour ago now. The backups have moved down about half of what they were, but still a bit slow, but getting better, barring any new problems. I think we'll start to clear out here in about the next 10 to 15 minutes, which would be good for both 95 and 895. Had a quick look at the JFX. No problems at all. The Beltway on the Parkville side is improving. The west side is still jammed up a little bit. Some brake lights. Liberty Road, I-70, down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today. Highs in the, near 50, and tomorrow even nicer. Highs near 60, and then we're still taking a look at maybe some wintry mix coming into the area Monday morning. Right now we're 36 in Owings Mills, 37 in Columbia. On our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione is on the house, and recently the interim county County Executive Kathy Klausmeier in a radio interview would not rule out the possibility that taxes in Baltimore County could be raised. And Delegate, last year we had a $1.67 billion tax increase on Marylanders. We had vehicle registrations, permits, fees that were raised to just outrageous levels. And now we're battling with sky-high electric bills, and they're talking about a tax increase in Baltimore County?
Sean, it's completely, it's stunning. It's stunning, it's disappointing to say the least. It's a mild way to put it. It's really infuriating to hear this. And it's very disappointing from the Baltimore County executive there. And it's the same old pattern, like you said. I mean, spend more money, grow government, stick taxpayers with the bill. We can't have Baltimore County turn into Maryland. Like you said, record taxes last year, the higher fees, more and more and more spending. I mean, terrible financial footing, absolutely beyond time. Serious financial discipline needs to happen. I mean, 50% of our school budget goes to the county budget goes to Baltimore County schools, yet they always ask for more money, and yet we can't get an inspector general. Hopefully it's helping. I actually texted my friend Ryan Rocky the other day why they keep holding his bill, but apparently it may be making some traction, so we may get that. I mean, we need that independent oversight. I mean, a true inspector general here is critical when it should be allowed to look into waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. Again, if it's over 50% of our budget goes directly to schools, why would we not have the ability to look at our school budget? It's ridiculous. But we need serious revamping of state and county government, especially in the county. If you look at the budget problems here, let's look at actual cutting some of these agencies. I mean, we just have this immigrant affairs agency. That's a couple $100,000 down the drain. We need to see if we can reduce some of these positions. We need to think if there's any way to reduce the agencies by 4 or 5% and say live within this new budget, live within these new means, be more efficient, be more accountable. Let's look at waste, fraud, and abuse in all the agencies, obviously, not just in education, and no raises for elected officials and pension increases. I mean, I would never vote for that. I've said that before. I'll keep saying that. And this isn't crazy stuff. This is just responsible government protecting taxpayers. And you know what's even worse, Sean, is my friend Bob Long, God bless him, Delegate Long, great guy, share an office with him, and he's put forth a number of bills, and a number of bills that would actually be small tax rebates for our citizens, especially with property taxes, and some that deal with seniors. And we always hear from the county, this is a noble idea, this is a good idea, we support the idea, however, we don't have the money, and our answer is no. They support it in theory, but they never actually support it when they come to the delegation, because they say it's going to cost money. Well, if we manage things more efficiently and don't overspend and waste, then maybe we would be able to give some type of tax relief to our actual citizens of Baltimore County. But don't expect that to happen anytime soon.
No. Got about a minute left. I just want to get your reaction to Dr. Miriam Rogers announced yesterday she is stepping down as of July 1st, the superintendent of Baltimore County Schools. And, of course, that's a year early. She had a year left on her contract. What was your assessment of her performance?
Well, I was very shocked to hear this. I mean, this is a position that pays well over $300,000. So when somebody just abruptly resigns, it's very, very surprising, to say the least. I think, time will tell in those positions, but I do say, I mean, it was a total failure just a couple weeks ago with the school system allowing these activist students, to put it mildly, and with their activist supporters up top, kind of pulling the strings, to just march out in the middle of school, disrupt the learning process. That was a real fiasco, and it was very poorly handled by the Baltimore County school system. I believe our graduation rates are down, spending is up. So, I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of things that you can say that she did well, but at the same time, there are some real failures here in the Baltimore County education system. We've had lots of issues with violence in the schools, and I'm not solely blaming her, but she's in charge, and there are things that I think we really need to improve on drastically when it comes to Baltimore County's education and the state in general. I mean, if you look in the state in general, Maryland's losing students, yet they're paying more money. There's ghost students with a problem. There's problem with the curriculums. There's, you know, sexually explicit books, you name it, and it's getting worse.
Very good. Always a pleasure going on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. We'll talk to you next Friday, Nino, and keep fighting.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Have a great weekend. 8:50, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. An 89-year-old man fell outside his home, and his neighbor's dog saved him. Mickey McKinney was moving his snowblower this month when he slipped and fell. He tried to get up but couldn't. His neighbor's 7-year-old rescue pup named Rosa heard him yelling for help. The owner didn't know why she was barking, went outside to find out, and here they end up talking about what happened.
Eventually, I start yelling for help.
She went to the door. She barked, which was unusual. I mean, there was nobody there. As soon as we got outside, I heard a call for help.
I brought her some cookies the next day. She's a lifesaver. I think so anyways.
Totally amazed and very proud of her. And shocked that she did all that and saved Mickey.
Mickey ended up with just a few stitches in his knee, and he's going to be okay. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos. And take it from me, once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through 7 blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM is brought to you by Real Estate Made Easy with the Toner Team.
Our show is goofy, like NPR's Car Talk, but about real estate. Dream come true or hellish nightmare? You decide. Real Estate Made Easy, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's get the last traffic and weather on the Threes report for the morning. And once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop right here at I-70 bunches up a little bit, and then once you get past Route 40, which is the next ramp down, you're going to be okay from there down through Frederick Road. Parkville side starting to settle down. The inner loop at Green Spring is good. No problems at all on the JFX. And most of the interstates coming into and around the Beltway are all running with the lanes open. We've just about cleared most of the backup now to Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's better. We're probably about 5 minutes or so at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and also now beginning to clear on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, spring-like weather next couple of days, so get out and enjoy. Sunny, highs near 50 today, low 30s tonight, sunny with a high near 60 tomorrow. Look at Kim. She is beaming. She is so happy. And then watch that smile disappear. Monday, a wintry mix is expected. Yeah, maybe. Chance of a rain and or snow. 38 right now in Annapolis, 37 in Ellicott City.
Just
good morning, Kim.
Emotions. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay. What you got coming up on the show today?
Of course, we're going to talk about Dr. Rogers and the fact that she's retiring at the ripe age of 51.
Yeah. A year early.
Yeah, I thought, wow, that's interesting.
And Time says you wouldn't have to pay a penalty.
Right, exactly. Wow, she planned this out pretty well. Anyways, we're going to talk about that. Also, we have Darren Badillo on the show at 10 o'clock. You know, he's run for school board before. He's run for Baltimore County Executive before. He's running for school board again in District 6. And so he's going to weigh in on this. He's also with the Parent Student Coalition of Baltimore County.
Right.
And you know, they've done some great work. So I'll talk to him about it as well. Maybe they had an inkling. Maybe they saw this coming. But I did not see it coming. I did not see.
Yeah,
that.
I didn't either. So. No.
So
I mean,
she's
there were some disturbing reports about grad rates and you know, some of the scores and so on and so forth. But looked like she was not going anywhere. And
right.
So,
she was talking about the budget, talking about the future. So, anyways, we'll talk to Darren about that at 10 o'clock. Also, I did want to talk about Hillary Clinton and her big day, her deposition. Here's what I will say, though. You know, the fact that she deferred to her husband time and time again, saying, oh, you're going to have to ask my husband about it. I honestly thought that that was going to be her answer the entire time. Did you think that they were really going to get much out of her? I didn't.
Well, I mean, she's, you know, a professional liar, so it doesn't matter if she's under oath or not. We talked about it earlier this morning, the fact she said she had never met, connected, or communicated with Jeffrey Epstein, and yet there's a picture of her tugging on his tie.
Yeah, and he's a top donor. Yeah. You meet your top donors. Okay?
You do. Well,
and
he visited the White House 17 times. You tell me Hillary never met him or encountered him in those 17 times?
Maybe we should ask Monica Lewinsky if she met him. Oh. Maybe that... Anyways, we'll talk about that. Of course, lots of local news. We want to talk about Kanaya Ward's mom. She was there in Annapolis. Heartbreaking, impactful testimony. So we'll talk about all that and more.
All right, very good. Kim Plasek Live, always an informative, entertaining show right after 9 o'clock news. Gavin Newsom is afraid of one specific Republican. Who is that in 2028?
There are some people waiting in the wings in the MAGA world who would love to be the chosen ones of the Trump orbit. J.D. Vance is one of them. Marco Rubio is one of them. Do you think they can carry on the MAGA flame here?
No, but Vance, for whatever reason, scares me.
Why?
Almost more than Trump. I don't know. I just, I mean, talk about a guy who put a mask on and his face grew into it. I mean, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio were two of the most effective critics, just like that guy, what's his name, Graham Lindsay, of Donald Trump. What frauds. What phonies. But J.D. is a unique fraud and phony, and he's a little more dangerous.
Yeah, that's Newsom, Gavin. Apparently. And he said earlier in the week, this is before the State of the Union address, here's what he said about what the Democrat Party needs to do to win elections.
No doubt that the Democratic Party needs to be, dare I say, more culturally normal. I believe that. Less prone to spending disproportionate amount of time on pronouns, identity, politics. More focused on tabletop issues, things that really matter, the stacking of stress in terms of electricity bills and child care costs and health care and obviously housing costs, and how easily we get trapped in that, how I've fallen prey to that. I mean, here I was, way out front on marriage equality, so I understand this from both on the receiving end of this and on the...
So if you want to be culturally normal, you may want to start in your own state, where California has this law. It's called an elder. I can't remember what the exact law is, but if you've been in prison for 20 years and you reach a certain age, you're automatically eligible for parole. And yesterday or day before, they paroled a 71-year-old child predator that still, while in prison, expressed he had fantasies about children. 71 years old. He's out free today. And I understand maybe he doesn't control the parole board, but certainly from his position of leadership, he could come out against this release or rally to help protect children in his own state of California. There's nothing culturally normal about Gavin Newsom or the Democrat Party, and I think that's what's going to cook their goose come midterms. All right, Kim is up next. Thanks for a great week. Appreciate it. We're back here on Monday morning, bright and early. Big guests next week, including John Mitidakis of Jimmy's Famous Seafood, is going to be with us one day next week. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.